This is a special presentation of high school football on Giant FM Sports. The Cast and Comets have traveled to West Central to take on the Trojans in Game 1 of a Cast and football season. This special presentation is brought to you by Culligan of Fulton County, First Federal Savings Bank, Fulton County Best One Tire, RTC Communications, Shepherd's Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, Fulton County REMC, Smith Farm Store, Manitow Moose Lodge number 1107, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance. High school football is also being brought to you by Woodlawn Hospital, The Insulation Guys, Odell Lumber, Evans Agency LLC, Peterson, Wagoner & Perkins, Fulton County Community Foundation, Jennings Insurance, Fulton County Solid Waste District, Steve Moore Insurance, Fulton County Republicans, Hunt's Bar & Grill. And now we send it to the press box to get things underway with the Fulton County Republicans pregame show and your hosts, Randy Wynn and Justin Bach.
Zebras are not going these first 2 weeks, so, you know, we're going to be calling football, we're going to be watching football, and we're going to do, you know, we're going to thank the Captain fans for allowing us into their radios and call the next week, and, but, buddy, you get at least 1 week.
Yeah, we'll guarantee you we're here tonight. The players are on the field, the coaches are out, the officials are out, so we're going to get this one underway. Next week, we hope. We hope that Coach Mike Zahner, who calls the Cavaliers, will take care of business at the COVID-related stuff, and they help a little bit of time next week. I know because, you know, we saw the earlier students were in Acton playing for 2 weeks as well. I know there's some other down south schools that aren't playing as well.
LaVille is not playing, so, and these athletic directors and coaches are working on the fly, so it was supposed to be Bremen and LaVille tonight. LaVille got a case of COVID this week. Bremen all of a sudden changes up. They're going to, I think, either they're going to be playing somebody this week on Saturday.
Okay.
So, you know, this is the world we live in. It's, you know, we hear on the radio, and since the kids have been home for virtual schools, you have Coach Stasiak, the government, you know, this is the new normal. You know, we have to be flexible and be able to, you know, adapt to whatever happens.
Well, you know, that's the other thing, too, is, adapt right now. Our plan is call the next week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if something happens, we'll make our adjustments that we can. And again, it's planning Baldwin South Central.
Right.
It may not be South Central, but it may happen there. It could be Baldwin or somebody else. It could be Saturday, like
yeah.
You say. I mean, we're adjusting our schedule as we can to bring you this. So we are here tonight in the Fulton County Republican pregame show. Remember to vote Republican in the upcoming November election. Here at West Central High School, it's a beautiful night, and you can't complain about the weather. Did you stay in the shade? It's perfect.
Yeah, we were talking about that before, outside in the shade over here, covered by the press box. It's really nice outside. This is 85 degrees Friday night, and in the middle of August, we're playing football. These kids are ready to go. We're ready to go. I know these sporting events mean a lot to people. So that's what we're glad to be here, given the broadcast for people sitting at home.
Well, we also got to thank West Central for allowing us to come over here and invade in this time of uncertainty and making room for us here in the press box. We definitely appreciate that. And, you know, we're watching the team. It's, you know, captain, he's going to scrimmage. We'll talk more personal power. He's new year. There's been a lot of things with Will Porter that have been different. It's not your normal first year of coaching. He went a month after he got hired and wasn't able to physically meet the kids because of the school being shut down and doing e-learning. They didn't have a scrimmage last week. What Central did, so are they going to be a little more conditioned, knowing kind of what to expect with the heat and getting up and down compared to Captain? I guess that's time will tell.
They're probably going to be a little more crisper on the offensive side of the ball. Once, football is football. Yeah. It hasn't changed since I played there in the late 90s, and you're nervous until the pads crack, so you hit somebody in a different color jersey, and then everybody will settle in. It's still week one. So, scrimmages are controlled. This is going to be a game speed, different situation. So they're going to be on the same plane. But the good thing about Castle is the last couple of years they've been playing with, like you and I talked, 12, 13 kids. They've got a 2-deep roster now, five or four seniors, a lot of 9, 10, 11 grade kids, so that's good to see for Caston because they are riding an ominous 29-game losing streak. So
we had a chance to talk to Caston County head coach Will Porter. We'll do that here in a few minutes in the coach's interview being brought to you this evening by Touch Bar and Grill. Stop in for a daily lunch special at Touch Bar and Grill. We'll take a time out when we come back and we'll talk to Will Porter. You're listening to football, high school football,
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter, because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420. Serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
Get the inside story weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
Welcome back to the pregame show being brought to you by the Fulton County Republicans here on Giant FM Sports alongside now Caston County head coach Will Porter. And well, Coach, hey, the good news is we've made it to week one.
Yes, as long as everything goes fine the next 24 hours, I'm still holding my breath, making sure I get there. But, yes, I'm anxious for tomorrow.
We talked several months ago when you got hired, getting involved with the Comets, and things have been different. I mean, you've never obviously encountered this before. Nobody has.
Yes.
But then to throw on new kids and everything else, you went like a month or so before you physically could meet them.
Right. Definitely a change in how I would normally start a season. We really didn't get going until July, but I've been happy so far. We've been really getting after it. We've been working hard these last few weeks. We went slow early on. We really didn't get full pads until the second week. I mean, usually, you kind of get antsy about that, but because of everything, we kind of took it slow and focused on fundamentals, and hopefully it'll all pay off for us tomorrow.
Here's the thing. How are the numbers? I mean, that's the biggest thing. I know when talking with the former coach, Tony Slocum, and, there was a couple years ago there, they weren't even sure they were going to get to play.
Yes.
How are the numbers this year?
Numbers this year are up from what they normally have. Right now we have 22 legitimately on the roster. I have a couple more kids that I'm talking to in the hallways right now. We might be 24 by the end of the season when we get to the sectionals. Definitely from everybody I've talked to that it's been an improvement from what they have. Still shy of my goal. I would like to get to 30 so that if I have 30 kids, I feel confident we could play a C-team schedule. And that's really where I'd like to get. I'd like to get so we can develop freshmen and sophomores to be ready for Friday nights instead of thrown into Friday nights.
Well, I've never coached football, but I've coached a lot of basketball. Mm-hmm. And we've always said the more you play, the better off you are. And if you can get a C team, that definitely bodes good for you in the future.
Definitely. It's really a stepping stone. Gives kids a time to learn. Obviously, the kids that with great talent can bypass the C team, but there are some kids that don't really blossom until their junior or maybe even their senior summer. And those types of kids, the C team schedule is perfect for. so that they keep developing, and then they're ready to go once they finally hit some maturity and, you know, start growing a little bit more.
22 kids on the roster tonight. They're going to get their, you know, first 2020 football game underway.
Yes.
You know, that's a good number, like you say. So how have practice been? You've been able to, I mean, you got a lot of kids going both ways. Have you been able to do a little, you know, defense, offense?
Yeah, we got enough numbers now to give us a look, team. We still have a majority of our guys are playing both ways. Okay. We substitute one in, and I can't even remember which one it is. But Caden Webb is our starting nose guard, and he doesn't play offense a whole lot. He's not on the starting rotation, and he's the only one that comes in defensively. Everybody else is a starter on offense, and, you know, and wide receivers, we send plays in with those guys, so they're rotating in. Yeah. So we're playing about 13, 14 guys on offense.
Coach, just to remind the audience, the listeners, and the Comet fans, what do you expect this year? What do you expect offensively? Let's start with the offense. What are you bringing? I know we talked, you know, in the preseason about a little bit, but you know, remind our listeners and the fans.
Well, hopefully, we're going to bring a more fundamental base style of football. We run very similar to Navy and the old Georgia Tech Army Flexbone Academy offense. And that's what we hope to execute well, and that's what we're going to be looking for. If we can run the ball successfully, if we can get Sam Smith is going to be our starting fullback. If we can get him going, then it's going to be a good night for us. If we can't get him going, then we're going to plan A and B, or B and C, rather. And I like our options. We've come a long way. We've got two good slots. We got some good move-ins with Damian Sullivan as a move-in from Culver. He's starting at slot, and we moved a guard out to play halfback, and he's actually the third fastest guy on the team, so it makes sense. And so we've got some size at one of the wing-back spots. So if we can get the O-line, that's the biggest question, because we didn't have that scrimmage.
Right.
We don't really know what we have up front yet, and we're going to really try to see what we got early on. And offensively, if we can just start establishing a pattern and a get on pace and on schedule, then we'll be successful.
You know, this game with West Central, you know, even in the years past, have been back and forth.
Yeah.
West Central struggling a little bit. They've had a new coach the last couple of years, so, you know, they're still just getting familiar. Mm-hmm. So this is could be a very, very interesting game.
Yeah, and they have the opportunity. Last week of scrimmaging Oak Hill, I didn't get a chance to see that, but they're battle-tested a little bit. Yeah. They know a little bit better where they're at. Now, fortunately for us, they don't have any film on what I'm running here. We have film on what they did last year. And last year, you're right, they played a very tight game, went down to the wire. And we're hoping we can be on the winning edge of that, and we can have the same type of tight game. But I fully expect to have a very competitive game, a very tough opponent. West Central has a history of their own. You know, they've won sectional titles in the past and things like that, but they're definitely going to be tough. I mean, I'm definitely not overlooking them at all.
Here's probably one of the big questions of the night. Are you concerned about fatigue?
Yes, yes. We're worried about the heat. We're worried about fatigue. You know, with all these special COVID rules, kids have to bring their own water, the container.
Right.
We can fill it up on the sideline as they hold it. Right. As they have to hold it, the manager fills it up. But that is the biggest concern, because, you know, in years past, you have a timeout, kids are over the side, girls are bringing out water bottles, and, you know, it's no big deal. This is going to be a different beast on that, and that does concern me about how much they will fatigue.
Well, the other concern I can see coming out of that is not having the scrimmage last week, so not being able to get up and down the field really against somebody else. And you know, yes, it's controlled, but you can't mock that in practice.
Yeah, it definitely. Friday night is a test. I mean, we are testing ourselves. We are testing our ability. We haven't seen anything yet like this because we haven't done it. And I said last week to them, we are ready to go up against a varsity opponent. I don't know how we'll do. I mean, because Yep. I haven't seen you guys go against somebody that is as big as you and as strong as you that are going to really make you work. Well, you know, we have a lot of question marks up front. If we can get our offensive line and defensive lines to play tough, we'll have a good chance. If we can't get them to play tough, then we're going to be in for a long night.
So what I'm getting out of this is it's not about winning and losing tomorrow night. It's about giving the effort.
Yes, definitely. We always want to go into every game giving 100%. And, yeah, I can live with us being a very competitive game and us going down on the wire. And, you know, wouldn't that be awesome? That would be a great game to broadcast.
Yeah.
You know, we're down to the last second. You know, goes either way. Hey, you can't be upset about those games. Yeah, you can be disappointed if you lost, but you can't be upset with effort when you take a team to the limit. And that's all I'm hoping for. I'm hoping that we play hard all the way through. Obviously, I hope that we're on the winning edge of this, but, you know, I'm not overlooking them at all. I do have some concerns. They have a quarterback that played slot back for him last year. He was a very slippery and fast kid. That was hard for us to contain, and now that he's going to be the quarterback, he's going to be getting the ball all the time. They run an offense similar to ours, just from the pistol. So, you know, we definitely will have to key him, and he's going to be a focal point for us to stop.
Well, that's a great segue into the defense. Mm-hmm. What do you look to run for defense here?
We run a 3-4 defense. Sam Smith, as we talked about, is a key for the offense. He's going to be a key for the defense. He's going to be an inside linebacker, and he's really at the heart of that. You know, the Hickel boys, one's a defensive tackle, the other one's a safety. They're twins. They're the same height but different weight. So, you know, they're going to play a big part in our defense. And, you know, just all the way around, Damian Sullivan that we talked about, he would be a safety. He's going to be an important role. He's a savvy player. He's got experience. He started at Culver last year, so he's been an instant help and an instant boost. And I'm really fortunate we got him because he's, as a senior, he's provided leadership. His savviness has helped kids along. He's learned the playbook as fast as anybody. You know, and everybody was learning at the same point.
Right,
so
right.
His savvy and understanding things helped guide other players along. And he's got a younger brother that we're trying to get along as well, and he's been helping him out a lot too.
Coach, so what's some of the changes? I know you talked about the water bottles, how the managers have to fill the own personal water bottles from the players. Are there any other major changes? I know some timeouts might be a little longer.
Timeouts are all 95 seconds.
Okay.
And we are going to, I told them today, come to the sideline. Just come to the sideline because we won't be able to lug all that stuff out to them. And we're really not supposed to. They really have to have them close by so that they can get to them.
Okay.
They need to be socially distanced on the sideline.
Right.
They have to wear mask on the bus. Once they get off the bus, they need to wear the mask into the locker room. When they get out of the locker room, as long as they're on the field, they need to have their helmet on. And on the sideline, they need to be socially distanced. Now, fortunately for us, we'll have 11 guys on the sideline while we have 11 guys on the field, so we don't need to worry about it as much. But they have extended the team box for the players from 10 to 10. Now, the coaches can still only go to the original line.
Okay.
But the players can go down wider. So that'll be interesting to see bigger teams and how they use that. But they're not supposed to coach from there. They're not supposed to signals, but you can run guys in and out, which might be a benefit either way.
I did see a picture of one of the Ben Davis or somebody from last week's scrimmage, and they just kind of had them alternating in the front, and then the back row was opposite. So, I mean, it looks weird, but I mean, to be able to play, that's what you got to do.
Yes, and that's the time we live in. You know, and that's something I keep thinking about. You know, we just got to keep moving forward. You know, the day's not stopping, the time's not stopping. You just got to keep rolling with what they're giving us. And, all right, this is what you say we have to do to play. Okay, we'll be socially distanced on the sideline only to huddle up on the field. I mean, that's kind of what it's going to be. So some of the rules, you know, even as I'm telling the rules to the kids, they're like, what? So we're going to do this and then go to the huddle? Yes, you are. So, yeah. I mean, and there will be changes in the pregame stuff as well as far as the coin toss and all that stuff, more socially distanced. No high-fiving.
Yeah, no shaking hands.
I need clarification on how the end of the game will go for the sportsmanship, and maybe it's just a walk-by air five. Yeah. Hey, thanks, yeah. Congratulations, or way to play. So, yeah, it's definitely an interesting time.
Well, we're definitely in for an entertaining night, if nothing else, trying to remember all this and keep everything straight.
Yes, definitely. We're looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a good game. You know, we have a 29-game losing streak that we're trying to break. So if we're going to try to do that, that's our goal throughout this season, to stop that. Yeah. And, you know, and no build, better time than now.
And then build, and build from there.
Yes, and we got to keep building.
Coach, thanks for stopping by here in the pregame show. We'll look forward to talking to you. We'll talk to you Saturday. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning on the coaches show. But
yes.
we won't try to make you come up and figure out how to social distance for the postgame interview. So we'll just talk to you on Coach's Corner tomorrow morning.
That's fine.
All right.
Whenever you need me.
Good luck, Coach.
Yep. Thank you.
Will Porter of the Casting Comets back with more of the pregame show being brought to you by the Fulton County Republicans. Remember to vote Republican in the upcoming November election. Giant FM Sports.
You like questions about Medicare supplement insurance? Let's sit down and talk. Here at First Federal Savings Bank, you'll meet with a licensed local agent to answer questions and explore your different options. You'll be able to decide which plan best suits your needs and budget. Call Brian Bell at 574-223-1705 for a free consultation. Insurance products are offered through First Federal Savings Bank of Rochester Agency. Insurance products are not insured by the FDIC or by any other government agency, are not deposits or obligations of, or guaranteed by First Federal Savings Bank, and may involve investment risk, including loss of value.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter, because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420, serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
Have you heard that RTC has upgraded their new fixed wireless? RTC has invested in new towers and equipment to bring the best possible fixed wireless service to those customers in our community that cannot get fiber-based internet. This service is available in Fulton and Northern Miami counties. There are no data caps, and speeds up to 50 meg can be delivered. Call 223-2191 or 598-2782 and learn more about the new fixed wireless from RTC.
This is High School Football on Giant FM.
Well, Justin, we're just about 6 minutes away here on the game clock as we get ready to go. You've seen both teams out on the field warming up. Really no real big changes in the warm-up.
No, I mean, it's a normal, you know, a normal warm-up, I guess.
Something normal, finally.
Yeah. The difference is on the coin toss, the captains are not going out on the middle of the field. The coaches are doing that. You heard Coach Porter say, you know, one of his concerns tonight is, you know, with the heat is normally when you call a timeout, they come over, the managers would take out water to the guys. It's not going to be like that now. They have their own water that they have to go get. So you told me that timeouts are now 95 seconds longer, and that's so that they could do that type of social distancing stuff. This is the type of stuff that, you know, until we get back to a normal, is the new normal.
Oh, that's the interesting words, I guess, that will be flying around. The new normal, the old normal. So, hey, the good news is it's Friday night and we're at a high school football game.
Yeah, and like Coach Porter said, they didn't have a scrimmage last week. His big question mark is his offense and defensive line. Look, COVID, no COVID, football is football.
Yep.
Football is you're going to win the ball game in the trenches. And that's where his question marks are tonight. So
we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll talk about some of our guesses as far as the starting lineups go for both teams, and we'll have the national anthem. So we'll take a few minutes break. We'll be back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to High School Football on Zion FM Sports,
92.1 WR.
Are you looking to upgrade your home's old air conditioning unit to a new high-efficiency heat pump? Or maybe thinking of installing a new geothermal system in your home? Or is it time for that old pool pump to be a new Energy Star variable speed pump? Residential members of Fulton County REMC are eligible for rebates designed to help save you money. Give us a call at 574-223-3156 to see if you qualify. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936. Get your small engine equipment ready for spring and summer. Smith Farm Store has an all-new repair shop with technicians certified for most brands and pickup and delivery available. While you're at Smith Farm Store, be sure to check out their mowers, grills, appliances, clothing, pet and equestrian supplies, paint and lighting, everything for every project, all under one roof. Smith Farm Store, 161 Rochester Plaza, serving farm and home since 1971.
Your local trusted choice independent agency is Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance. For over 79 years, they have taken care of families and businesses throughout the area by offering affordable, sensible, and reliable insurance. Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance offers sound advice and programs for auto, homeowners, life, health, business, and commercial insurance. Call 574-223-2166. Visit them online at smithsawyerins.com or stop by their office, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, since 1932.
Peterson Wagner and Perkins Law Firm of Rochester practices in many different legal areas. This is partner Andy Perkins. From long-term planning for families and businesses, estate planning and probate, real estate issues, appellate issues, and general litigation, our combined experience in law goes a long way toward being the firm best suited to advise you with important legal matters. We're more than willing to sit down with you and discuss your legal issue. Call us at 574-223-4292. Peterson Wagner and Perkins, 125 East 10th Street in Rochester. The law firm built for your current and future legal needs.
Local radio is high school football on Giant FM.
And welcome back to West Central High School as we are just moments away. We'll take a time now to talk about the starting lineups being brought to you by the Fulton County Solid Waste District. Don't trash our future. Please recycle. All right, Justin, you've got the starters there for the Cavs and Collins. I'll let you run down them.
On offense, number 53, Barton. Duvall is going to be Barton will start at left tackle. Left guard will be Duvall, a freshman. At center will be Gerhardt, a junior. Another junior, Hickel, at right guard. And Shalimov is the right tackle. He's the sophomore. At the X receiver, Brault, one of the seniors, and then Jake, I think it's one of the Sullivan boys, Josh Sullivan, will play the Y receiver. And then in the backfield, it'll be Landon Schaefer, a sophomore, will be the starting quarterback. Sam Smith will be the fullback, so he's, you know, coached very high on Sam Smith. He's a junior. And then your split backs will be Damian Sullivan, number 19. He brings a lot of speed at one slot back, and then the other slot back will be Grant Hickel, another junior. And then when they go on defense, Rockwolf, a senior, will be at one corner, and then Josh Sullivan will be at the other corner, the sophomore. Your outside linebackers will be Shalimov, will be one, and then Brault will be the other, so a sophomore and a senior. Your two tackles are Hickel and Gerhardt, and Webb will be your nose, so there'll be a 3-4 defense. Your strong safety will be Grant Hickel, the junior. Sam Smith will be your inside linebacker, along with Landon Schaefer, and then Damian Sullivan will be your free safety. So a lot of kids going both ways.
Starting lineups being brought to you by the Fulton County Solid Waste District. Don't trash our future. Please recycle. All right, the mock coin toss is taking place in the center field. Normally everybody's in tight on that, and everybody's social distancing, so everybody's got the rules down on that one, I guess.
Yep.
So we'll see who gets the ball first. It looks like the West Central won the toss. They have elected to defer to the second half. So Cass and Comets then will, I'm sure they'll receive. Yep, they'll want the ball, so we'll have
put the Comets on offense first. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll have the kickoff. You're listening to High School Football, Giant FM Sports, 92.1 WRY.
In 2010, the Fulton County Women's Giving Circle was formed. In 10 years, the group has granted $51,500 to programs and organizations that improve the quality of life in our community. The Community Foundation is currently accepting Women's Giving Circle video grant applications. The deadline to apply is August 28th, and the application and details are available at nicf.org. Find out more about the Women's Giving Circle. Contact the Community Foundation today at 224-3223 or visit us online at nicf.org.
Get the inside story weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
Back here at West Central High School as we get ready for the kickoff. The kickoff will be being brought to you this season by Manitow Moose Lodge, number 1107. Come out and enjoy family fun at the Manitow Moose. Well, we want to thank all our sponsors. We've got a lot of them, and we appreciate during this unprecedented times of unknown what's going on, with their dedication to high school football and allowing us to bring you this contest. So we are set for the kickoff. And that's going to be done by Fletch of the Trojans. Waiting on the officials, and here's the whistle. They kick it in. It's going to be down. It's about the 35-yard line as Caston just kind of tips it out of bounds. It's a little squib kick. He was hoping it'd go out of bounds, but, yeah, that may be a penalty, and that's going to be the first penalty. So I think that's going to be against Caston.
What would be the...
Well, I don't know. They threw the flag, so it's going to be interesting. They're talking to the West Central coaches there. Discussion, we'll see what... Nope, they wave it off.
Yeah.
Yep.
He can throw it out.
Yeah.
He can throw it out of bounds. I mean, there's no rule.
Yeah, he chose to knock it out of bounds instead of pick it up and run it. So, I mean, that's his choice. All right, 1200 center will be Schaefer. So right back up the middle, and it's going to be good for about 3 yards. And
Smith. Yep, he's the fullback. We're going to see a heavy dose of him tonight, and that's what Coach wants. He's, you know, two, three yards.
Pick up. They're going to give him three.
Looks like one.
Three. So second and seven for the Comets. Schaefer up under center. He keeps it. He goes around the right side. Gets breaks through a tackle. He's going to pick up two or three more. And it's going to be third and about three now for the Comets. As Schaefer kept that one. I'm not sure if that was designed or not, but it was a good decision because they covered Smith up quickly.
So this is exactly when you're running the wing tee with a young team, the first contact with somebody in a different colored jersey, they're on schedule. So right now... You know, 2-3 yards now to the first down.
Schaefer up under center. Third and three for the Comets. Take the handoff, and they get through, and he's going to be sacked in the backfield. And getting through is going to be Befflanger for the West Central Trojans. And it's going to be a loss of two. They're going to mark it at the 40. So it'll be fourth and about five. And obviously, at this point in the contest, you're going to let the punter away, I'm guessing.
Yep, that was just a blown play.
Schaefer will do the kicking as well. So Caston will send a man deep, and can't get the number. Smith will kick it away. It's a low kick, line drive. It's fumbled and picked up by the Comets, I believe. And it is. Caston will take over on the West Central 35. That's the best play of the game.
Yep.
That little low line drive kick, and he went to pick it up, and as he did, he kind of jumbled it, and getting down the field quickly was one of the Caston linemen, and I wasn't sure.
who got that, but hey.
Getting down there, and so now you're in positive territory, looking to, you know, again, just grind out some yards.
First and 10 now from the West Central 35. Smith up under, or Schaefer, excuse me, up under center. Smith in the backfield. Kick out goes to Sullivan, I believe. Yes, it is. He comes around the near side, and he's going to be brought down finally inside the 30 at about the 28-yard line? 29-yard line, so six, pick up a six there.
Good little run there. Nice blocking on the outside by the tackle and the other slot back. So
Cassidy will bring us to the line. Schaefer will go up under center. And Smith behind him. Going in motion is Hickel. A handoff right back up the middle to Smith. And he gets a first down. First down of the contest and of the year for the Comets. Ball sitting now at about the 22. So a nice 7-yard pickup that time for Smith.
Yeah, they're keeping it simple. Fullback dive. They're going to, you know, West Central will start getting used to that. They'll start crowding the middle, and then that's when they'll kick it out to the outside.
Schaefer up under center again. A handoff to Smith. Nope, he pulls it back out. He'll keep it himself, and he'll go up the left side, and he'll pick up a couple yards. It'll be second and 8 for the Comets. 8 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. We're scoreless. West Central has not had it offensively yet. Gaston technically on their second drive, I guess, because they had to punt it away, but recovered the fumble.
And they're taking their time, using the play clock. I mean, this, for you know, like I said, a team that's trying to find their confidence. 29 straight losses. Every positive play is a big play.
Schaefer up under center again. Sends Hickel in motion. The handoff comes back to the near side to Sullivan. He goes around the left side. He'll pick up a couple more. And we got a helmet that came off, so he'll have to come out. It's going to be about 3rd and 5 for the Comets, so 7:27 to go in the opening quarter. Randy Wayne, Justin Bott, glad you could join us from West Central High School. We'll try to keep you updated on some area scores as we get those from around the area. Ball's at the 15-yard line. Schaefer up under center. Hickel goes in motion. Fake back to him. They get rid of it. Out to Smith. Smith on a little pass, and he catches it and steps out of bounds about the 13-yard line. So a couple-yard pickup. It'll be fourth and a short now for the Comets. Good ball movement. They keep going to the left side. We'll see what time when they decide to go to the right. Schaefer in the huddle. 7:06 here on the clock. Well, it's first quarter.
And that's a thing, too, because they're running behind a freshman and a sophomore on that side.
The red zone being brought to you this year by Evans Agency LLC. And Cassidy indicates they've got it, and so do the officials. First down, Comets. Smith with another 2-yard pickup. And the Comets now are at the 10-yard line.
Just inside the 10 right there.
Yeah, just inside.
And see, this is where, you know, casting the misdirection and stuff, you know, West Central has to think. When you run against the wing T, you have to think on defense instead of react.
There's Schaefer. Keeps it and gets it off to Smith at the last minute, and he'll pick up 3. And they're going to get about 3-yard line. Or 3-yard pickup. So great dive ahead. That's the nice thing. They keep their legs going. They stay low, keep their legs going. They're getting those extra few feet and adding up.
Yeah, and they're you know, the coach's concern was the offensive line, and they're staying on schedule. So he's getting what he's wanting out of his offensive line.
Schaefer up under center. To Sullivan. Sullivan, we're on the left side. Sullivan tries to dive for the end zone. He's going to come up about a foot short. So it'll be a third and goal from the they're going to mark you about the one, I guess.
6 yard gain there.
Yeah, big 6 yard gain. If he didn't dive, he might
have stood up.
Yeah, he might have got it if he stood it up and kept his feet going. But nope, they're going to move it back to the two. So third and goal from the two. For the Comet. 5:25 in the opening quarter. Schaefer takes his time. 5 on the play clock. It's going to be a busted play, but he's going to roll around the right side, and he might have got pushed in, and he did. Touchdown, Comet. Schaefer kind of got a broken play, but as that guy was coming from the back side, he kind of knocked him into the end zone. The defender did.
Schaefer is really causing the defensive line a lot of problems because they're thinking he has the ball, and he is giving it to Smith on these fullback dives right at the last second. So it worked right there, and good job for the Comets.
So we will get the extra point. It's on the play. Josh Sullivan. Oh, they take it. And it's picked up and ran by Schaefer, and he's not going to get it. So the touchdown still stands, and on that touchdown drive, the scoring drive being brought to you by the Insulation Guys, your hometown certified insulation service provider, the Comets with a nice little touchdown drive that time.
Yep, you know, it's first game of the year, you get the turnover on the punt muff, and you just stuff it right down their throat. And not very many big plays. Sullivan had a couple of nice runs, you know, mixed in a pass right there, a little 3 yard pass to Smith. Smith did the most of the carries right there. I think he had four carries there for about 13 yards on that drive, and then Damian Sullivan had three carries for 15 yards there. So, you know, a nice long drive inside the 50 off the turnover. You get the touchdown. You don't get the extra point, but, hey, you're up.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, that you had to punt. You recovered it at the 35, so you just went 35 yards and like, sixth place.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's, you know, for a new coach, a new system, and everything else, your first game, we talked, you didn't even get a scrimmage last week to really get a good feel. I'm very impressed with the first couple minutes here.
He wanted the biggest thing, you mentioned it to him, is the biggest thing, what do you want to see? You want to see them play hard.
Yeah.
I think the first two drives we've seen that. They're playing hard. Now, as you get going, let's see how the defense reacts. So that way, you know, as the offense gets going, they're going to start feeling better about themselves. West Central's going to make they're going to make adjustments, but now let's see how you do on defense there for the Comets. Because now, as the game gets going on later, fatigue's going to start setting in.
On the Woodlawn Hospital scoreboard, 5:16 to go in the opening quarter. Comets on top, 6-0. Woodlawn Hospital, where care and compassion meet. So the Comets will now kick off to West Central. And kicking off will be Jesse Lockwolf for the Comets.
And the biggest thing from the first two drives, Randy, is that they've taken 7 minutes off the clock. So, I mean, that's huge.
End-over-end kick. Hits hard. Picked up on the far side. Looks like it might be picked up by Newis. Newis breaks the tackle. He's still on his feet. Breaks another tackle. He's across the 50. Down to the 40 of the Comets. And a flag coming from the back field, but a big carry. He's going to be brought down about the Comet 35. We'll wait and see what the flag is. Newis just broke a couple tackles there and kept his feet going. Officials will talk it over. We'll see what the penalty is. Unfortunately, yep, face match against West Central. So they must have got a stiff arc. They'll move that back. Still a nice run by Newis. So the flag is at the 40, so it should go back to the Didn't you tell me?
Yes.
They get ready to mark it off.
That's 15.
15? All right, so we're back to the 45 of West Central. That's where they'll take over. 5:05 to go here on the opening quarter on the Woodlawn Hospital scoreboard. Comet still up 6-0.
Negated a 55-yard kick return.
Well, the handoff right back up the middle. Well, anyway, I know we don't like to complain a lot, but I can't read those jersey numbers.
I know.
West Central, they got the black jerseys with the red outline.
Kletz.
Kletz on that here.
Yeah. He's the fullback.
All right. Quarterback will be Lehman, number 7. He picked up 4. The 2nd and 6 now for West Central. Out of the shotgun, or the pistol. High snap. Picked up. Thrown in the backfield.
Oh, nice hit. Nice hit.
Gonna
by Sam Smith.
Yeah. Going to be for a loss of 1. So it'll be 3rd down and 11. So the Comets were looking to hold here. Big stop here on 3rd down.
Yeah.
3:45 to go in the opening quarter. Lehman out of the pistol. Low snaps on the ground. Lehman picks it up. He just chucks it up in the air, and nobody there, but we do have a flag, it looks like, on the field right there at the 40. Officials will discuss it. When the officials will still talk it over. And the official coming to the sidelines will make the call. Holding declined against West Central. Intentional grounding against West Central, and they'll mark that one back to the 20, and that's an automatic loss of down as well.
Yep.
So that'll put it at the 20-yard line. So that'll bring up 4th and a very long way.
Yes.
They've got to get to the 45 of the Comets.
4th and 40. I laugh because, you know, back in 1989, Miami had a 4th and forever against Notre Dame, and they got the 1st down.
And West Central wants a timeout. We'll take one as well with 3:34 to go on the Woodlawn Hospital scoreboard. We got our first timeout of the contest. Comets are up 6-0. West Central facing a 4th and long. We'll be back after this. Dine FM Sports, WROI.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter, because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420. Serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
Questions about Medicare supplement insurance? Let's sit down and talk. Here at First Federal Savings Bank, you'll meet with a licensed local agent to answer questions and explore your different options. You'll be able to decide which plan best suits your needs and budget. Call Brian Bell at 574-223-1705 for a free consultation. Insurance products are offered through First Federal Savings Bank of Rochester Agency. Insurance products are not insured by the FDIC or by any other government agency, are not deposits or obligations of, or guaranteed by First Federal Savings Bank, and may involve investment risk, including loss of value.
Local radio is high school football on Giant FM.
Back here in West Central High School, they're ready to punt it away. And Clint does it. It's almost blocked, and it's not a very good punt. And West Central will finally touch it at about the 26-yard line, and that's where Caston will take over, first and 10 on their third possession of the night.
Everything is going Caston's way in the first quarter. So, you know, you take advantage again. Now you're 26 yards out. What, you know, again, another grinder. With this wing tee, you think 26 yards, it's not – Wing T can give you 10 plays on a 26-yard drive.
Right.
So Caston seems to be more relaxed and more disciplined right now than West Central.
So the Comets will take over, first and 10 with 3:24 to go here in the first quarter. Schaefer back up under center, fumbles the ball, but picks it back up, and he'll try to go forward, and he'll still pick up a yard. Good heads up as he
two.
Yeah. Wow. Second and 8.
And that's when you know things are going your way. You fumble it right back into your breadbasket and get 2 yards. So
second and 8 now from inside the 25 at about the 24-yard line. Comets taking their time. Like you said, that's a big two. We don't have a time of possession, but, boy, they've owned a lot of it this quarter.
It's kind of like, you know, this kind of type of offense is just like playing four corners on in basketball. Once you got the lead, you know, you can milk it.
They're going to have to hurry, and they did not this time as the delay of game flag comes out. So that'll be a 5-yard penalty. So that'll bring up second and 13 now.
Which they now puts them behind the chains. So the drawback is you can't have mental mistakes like that.
Right. Especially when you know, you're looking right at the play clock.
Yeah.
It's right next to the scoreboard.
And
so
those are the type of things where that's the first game of the season.
Right.
I mean, that you can't, those things are going to happen with 15, 16, 17-year-olds.
Schaefer back up under center. And going in motion is Hickel. And a flag's come again, and false start. Hickel took off a little too soon.
Yep. And now, you know, now they're way behind the chain. So now, so now you're just trying to not turn the ball over, you know, protect the ball, get what you can, and pin them deep. Unless Coach has something up his sleeve in the aerial attack.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
As now it is second and 18. Schaefer up under center. Schaefer rolls to his right, looking, a little toss out to Smith. Smith on the catch and rolls out of bounds at about the 30, 28-yard line, I guess. He got across the 30. So he got a few of those yards back, so we're at third and 12. They're calling it 11, so a 7-yard pickup.
And right there, if he'd have hit him sooner, he held on to the ball. Schaefer held on to it a little bit too long. If he'd have hit him right when he broke away, he probably would still be running because there was nobody there. When he held it, it kind of caused the defense to come up on him.
Schaefer up under center. He sends Sullivan in motion. He comes set to the near side. Back to pass, looking off to the near side to Sullivan. It's caught at the 20, inside the 20. Going to be brought down about the 17-yard line. So another red zone attempt coming for the Comets. The red zone being brought to you by Evans Agency, LLC, helping you with your insurance needs today and tomorrow. So fourth and 2, we'll call it. I guess if you were watching NFL, you'd probably call it a long one.
Yeah. That's a nice play there. Nice little pass.
Nice little rollout. Schaefer brings the squad up with 3 at the play clock. He's going to have to hurry, and he does. Hand off to Hickel. Hickel around the right side. Hickel's got running room. Hickel breaks one tackle into the end zone. Touchdown, Comets!
18 yards.
Run by Hickel. You're good for a Comet touchdown.
It's
scoreboard being brought to you by Woodlawn Hospital, where care and compassion meet. And the Comets put six more on with a minute 29 to go here in the opening quarter. And then we'll see. I'm going to bet they go for two here.
Yeah. Yeah, we may not see the kicker the rest of the night, but how about that? You know, you pin yourself deep 18, you know, behind the chains 18 yards. Second and 18.
Second and 18.
Get some good positive pass plays and then a nice big run right there to hit pay dirt.
Schaefer from a two-point attempt kicks it out to Smith. Smith around the right side, and he's in. Two-point conversion completes. Comets up 14-0 on the Woodlawn Hospital scoreboard. This scoring drive being brought to you by the Insulation Guys, your hometown certified insulation service provider. That scoring drive, we talk a little bit about that scoring drive, Justin. You made hint to it there that they kind of got lackadaisical for a couple plays, had a delay of game, had an early start, but they regrouped nicely.
Yeah, and that, you know, as young as they are, that's coaching. So, you know, they're being disciplined enough to know, okay, we made mistakes. To get back those yards, we got to make some plays. So we have a rollout pass to Smith, and then we have a throwback pass to Sullivan. And then that gets you at a fourth down where, you know, you have been getting 2 to 3 yards a pop.
Right.
So now your whole playbook is available. And what do? You run a misdirection off the Hickel for an 18-yard touchdown. I'm impressed with the Comets tonight so far. And again, Randy, defense coming up big, the bad punt by West Central, and the Comets take advantage. So kind of two bad plays by West Central, and the Comets got a 14-point lead.
1:29 to go here in the opening quarter on the Woodlawn Hospital scoreboard. Again, the Comets up 14-0. Randy Wynn, Justin Bach from West Central High School. Glad you could join us for the 2020 season kickoff here at West Central. Next week we'll be at Culver as they will take on South Central. Well, we hope anyway.
Yes. Hey, when I was in the Army, first sergeant, when we were in Iraq, first sergeant said, "You're on a day-to-day contract, buddy. not as crazy as combat, but with COVID, we're on a week-to-week contract now."
So Jesse Wolf will get ready to kick off again. We'll see if Newest can get as good a return as he did last time for West Central. Hopefully, you keep an eye on him.
That's a good-looking kid, that Newest kid.
Yeah. Jesse Rock Wolf with a kick. It's a low line drive kick right up the middle. Going to be taken by Newest. Newest right up the middle. Newest comes to the far sideline. Newest breaks another tackle. There's going to be a block, chop block, and then it'll come back as Newest run out of bounds at about the 25, but that's coming back.
No.
Another 55-yard return is going to be nullified.
That there will drive coaches crazy and make hair color turn gray.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I'm sitting next to you, brother. And here, you know, when you look at West Central, it's been the mental stuff.
Yeah.
Penalties, not getting the snap, a bad punt, the muff punt. I mean, they've had three penalties tonight.
So another penalty there costing several yards. So that will move it back now to the West Central 37-yard line, and that's where West Central will take over on the hold on the block right at midfield.
And they got three penalties in the game in the first quarter for over 45 yards.
Lehman, the quarterback, out of the pistol. He sends Newest in motion. Lehman holds it and held it too long, and he's going to be brought down in the backfield right at the 35-yard line. But a flag on the casting far sideline. Not quite sure what we can see that far away.
I think it was movement, maybe.
Movement. I was going to say,
legal shift.
Shift. So that will be another penalty on the Trojans. It'll stay first down, but it'll be a 5-yard penalty.
Waiting for another to be a walk-off.
The officials are discussing it.
Hey, it's their first.
Hey, it's their first. Yeah. Yeah, it's our first. Their first.
Yeah, we're feeling it out.
Oh, Caston declined it. All right, Caston declined it. So it'll be second down with a no real loss. They're going to say it's still right at the 34-yard line. So second and they did give it. Sorry, 2-yard loss. Second and 13 now. Lehman up under center to Newis. Newis right back up the middle. Or excuse me, that wasn't Newis, was it?
Klutz.
Klutz. Those numbers are hard to see, especially for an old man. 45 seconds left on the game clock, and as they get inside the 10-yard line, it'll be inside the 35-yard line. Picked up 5. It'll be 3rd down and 7. 30 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Lehman up under center. under center. He hands it off to Newis. He's around the left side, and he's going to be hit as he gets just about a yard past the original line of scrimmage, and that'll bring up 4th and long, but the clock will run out. We'll have that 4th and long coming up to start the second quarter. At the end of one, on your Woodlawn Hospital scoreboard, where care and compassion meet. At the end of one, Comets 14, West Central Trojans 0. Back with second quarter after this. High school football, Giant FM Sports, WROI.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on. Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flush, brake services, alignment, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement. Fulton County Best One Tire, see Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
A three-run shot by Anthony Rizzo. Brand new ball game here at Wrigley.
Hey, what are you doing?
I just found out I can watch the Chicago Cubs on RTC TV on Channel 40 or Channel 340 in HD.
How are you able to do that?
RTC now has the Marquee Sports Network, the only way to watch every Chicago Cubs game, and I still get to listen to Lynn and Jim calling the games. What better?
Wait, isn't RTC a telephone company?
Yes, they are, and they also provide cable and internet. RTC is the only local cable provider to have the Marquee Sports Network.
How do I get myself the Marquee Sports Network?
It's very simple. Just call RTC at 223-2191 and tell them you want the Marquee Sports Network.
This is high school football on Giant FM.
Back here at West Central High School, the first quarter is complete of the 2020 season, and the Comets own a 14-0 lead. Pretty impressive first quarter.
The Comets have 54 yards rushing, 54 yards rushing, 19 yards passing, 3 for 3 in the air, 73 total yards, 2 touchdowns, no turnovers. West Central has 3 yards of total offense in that first quarter, 3 yards rushing. It's And they're punting again. So,
Klutz will punt and Lehman back. High end over end kick. And Sullivan will take it about the 28-yard line. Sullivan to the near sideline. Sullivan across the 40 and finally going to be drug out of bounds. They're going to mark it at the 45 of the Comets. So, good field position to start the second quarter for the Comets.
Yep. 17-yard return right there. So, Sullivan
getting the Comets some good action here.
Yeah. Hey, everything's going their way. But now let's see if the second quarter goes that way. No, they hold, have a good defensive stand right there. West Central helps them with a couple penalties. Now let's see if they can go march down the yard field 55 yards.
Schaefer will bring them to the line out of the huddle. Randy Wayne, Justin Bach, West Central High School. Again, we want to thank West Central for allowing us to come over here tonight.
Yep, great host.
Starting our 2020 season off. Schaefer up under center. Hand off is, I thought it was fumbled, but now he's.
It was. It bounced
okay,
right.
Did it back right? I'm like, I thought I saw it, but Schaefer still stayed on his feet.
Oh,
but,
yeah. That young man right there, boy.
Well, he picks up 2 yards.
He's got 6 yards, and three of them have come from the ball hitting the ground, coming back to him and going forward.
Comets will have it second and eight now here in the second quarter. 14-0, Comets on top on the Woodlawn Hospital scoreboard. Again, we want to thank all of our sponsors. We'll run through those as we have opportunities tonight. Schaefer up under center. Hand off to Smith. Smith to the near sideline, and he's going to be hit right at midfield. He'll get to the 50. He's slow getting up. That's a young man that Comets can't really afford to get hurt.
No.
Going to bring up third and five now for the Comets.
He has six carries for 19 yards and a touchdown so far tonight.
He's still a little slow in the huddle. 10.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter.
He got hit right in the breadbasket, so I'm sure it's going to take him a minute to get his breath.
They're going to hurry and delay a game, or do they get the timeout? Nope. It'll be another 5-yard penalty for delay game against the Comets. Now, it worked last time, I guess. We'll see what happens. Puts them right at the original line of scrimmage, so it'll be 3rd and 10. And if Smith was still trying to get his breath, that might not be a bad penalty.
No. And, you know, these, like I said, these are the first game type of things. You know, even the coaches are getting the plays in and all that other good stuff. It's said the biggest improvement's always from week one to week two. So
they break the huddle with 10. At the line now with 6. Schaefer, back to pass. Schaefer looks right, looks left, and he's flushed out of the pocket. He's going to have to do something, and he tries to get rid of it. Throws it short. It'll be incomplete. It'll be 4th down now and 10 for the Comets.
He had people open, and that is first game, different guys type of environment for a quarterback, especially a run first quarterback. He had Sullivan down the seam, just can't pull the trigger. He's afraid to pull it and get intercepted instead of letting it go and see what happens.
Back to punt for the Comets. Yep. He took off a little too soon, did Schaefer, and that's going to be another 5-yard penalty, I believe. Oh, illegal substitution. I thought he took off a little early.
Well, that's going to help with field position. I would definitely not kick it to Neuse. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Comets going to take a timeout. We'll take one with them on the Woodlawn Hospital scoreboard. 9:48 to go here before halftime. Comets up 14-0. You're listening to High School Football, Giant FM, WROI.
With kids going back to school and safety being the main focus, there's no better time to get into a brand new Chevy Equinox or Chevy Trax and receive up to 17% off MSRP. But wait, Shepherd's also has amazing lease offers, like on a 2020 Chevy Trax, 39-month with 10,000 miles a year for $199 per month. Be sure to stop in for complete details or visit us at shepherdsrochester.com. And remember, as Shepherds of Rochester, they will always treat you like family.
Local radio is high school football on Giant FM.
Out of the Caston Comet timeout, it'll be 4th and 15 now for the Comets as they get ready to punt it away to West Central with 9:48 to go here in the first half. Justin Bach, Randy Wynn. I want to thank our sponsors this year, Culligan of Fulton County, Better Water, Pure and Simple, First Federal Savings Bank. They don't want to be the biggest bank, just the best. Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you. Rochester RTC Communications, I'll spit it out, phone, cable, and internet. Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, where they always treat you like family. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936. Just a few of the sponsors bringing high school football your way here tonight and all season long. So Schaefer back to kick it away. High kick. He handles it. spiral kick, and it'll hit about the 35 and take a nice bounce, and it'll come down about the 32, and that's where West Central will take over first and 10 from their own 32.
Well, Logan Sport leads Peru in one of the oldest rivalries in the state of Indiana, 6-0. And this one is one shocking me. So Lewis Cass has got a new coach with a very familiar last name. Clayton Mannering, son of Scott Mannering, is the new coach down there at Lewis Cass. They're playing the fifth-ranked Pioneer Panthers tonight, and it's 0-0.
Have they started?
Yeah, into the first quarter.
Wow.
So it kind of shocked me. Pioneers loaded again, and Cass is in a rebuilding year, but there's a Mannering on the sideline, so, and probably the best assistant coach in the state of Indiana.
So West Central will have it now. They start first and 10 from their 32, and about on the right side is Lehman. He keeps it, and we got another penalty on the far sideline. We'll wait and see what the flag is. Could be face mask or a hold. Officials are still talking it over. We talked about it. Yeah, it's their first game, too. They got to make sure they get it right. Holding against West Central. And every time they get something decent, a mental breakdown just really hurts the Trojans.
He picked up, what, 3 on that play? Yeah. No positive play, and then the hold to get him loose cost them another penalty.
So it's back to the 22-yard line now, so it'll be first and 20 for the West Central Trojans.
That's their fifth penalty for 60 yards tonight.
That's a big number.
Yeah.
You should have that for your offense, not for your penalties.
Yeah.
So Lehman will bring them back to the line. First and 20 with 9:15 to go here before halftime. Low snap, the handoff. Right back up the middle.
Cleats.
Nope, that was Newest. Newest. Excuse me. He picks up 2. So that'll be a second and 18.
I mean, West Central's got some dudes. I'm going to tell you, they got some dudes. They're just not mentally doing what they need to be doing.
So they're bringing the line. Lehman back up. Sends a man in motion. Takes the handoff. Holds it. Lehman coming to the near side. Still holding it. And he's going to be brought down.
No gain.
Actually,
maybe
loss. Yeah. Back to the original line of scrimmage. So take the 2 away. As a 2-yard loss, it'll bring 3rd and 20.
And it's really the front three of Caston is beating the front five of West Central right now. They're just playing harder.
Lehman again out of the pistol. 8 on the play clock. There's a man in motion. Lehman rolls to his right, looking to throw. Still looking, and he lets it go at the last minute, and it's over the top. The intended receiver was Newest. And it's incomplete, so it'll bring up 4th and 20. Newest. So with 7:40 to go before halftime, Caston will get it back. And I would say what I'm going to guess is some pretty good field position
with 7:40 left on the clock. If they can not get behind the chains, not make those 5-yard penalties, they got a chance to make it a 3-touchdown ball game here.
Sullivan will stand right at midfield. As he awaits the punt, and West Central will take another timeout. We'll take one as well, but we'll keep it here for this one as we'll read some more sponsors for us for this year's 2020 football season. Smith Farm Store, serving farm and home since 1971. Smith Sawyer and Smith Insurance, insurance bonds and wealth management. Woodlawn Hospital, where care and compassion meet. Moose Lodge, come out and enjoy family fun. As well as the Insulation Guys, your hometown certified insulation service provider. Odell Lumber, superior quality and service. Evans Agency, LLC, helping with your insurance needs today and tomorrow. Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins, providing excellent legal services. As well as Fulton County Community Foundation, where giving grows. Jennings Insurance in Rochester and Argus, going beyond the expected for you. Also being brought to you by the Fulton County Solid Waste District. Don't trash our future, please recycle. Steve Moore Insurance, small town, big service. Fulton County Republicans, remember to vote Republican in the upcoming November election. Putz Bar and Grill, great food, drinks, and friendly people. And Dreddy's Place, home of the Other Side Grill and the Arlington Room. Banquet room, excuse me.
Good food.
Yeah, they'll be our halftime sponsor. Yeah, so we can't wait for halftime. We'll talk about Dreddy's coming up. So it's fourth and long now for West Central. Sullivan again at his 50, right at, well, actually he's going to be on the West Central side. He's on the 49.
Low snap.
End over end kick. He'll take it right at the 50. Oh. Sullivan at the 45. Breaks a tackle, tries to turn the other way, and he's finally going to be brought down, and they're going to mark him right at
25-yard punt. Nifty move there, right, by Sullivan. Guy coming right down. He didn't break down, get ready to good wrap up, and Sullivan just made one shoulder shake and got by him for a 7-yard return.
So they're going to put it at the 44-yard line. So it's first and 10 for the Comets with 7:28 to go before halftime. Good field position. We'll see if they can get back to what they did early in the first quarter.
Yeah, just stay above. Don't make any mistakes. Don't get penalized. 3 yards, 3 yards, 3 yards, and then it seems like they get like a six and then a five, and just stay above the chains.
You found something that worked early. You got to get back to it and keep with it.
And they're running 90% of it behind a sophomore and a sophomore and a freshman.
Yeah.
Oh,
Schaefer.
Yes.
He's going to be hit in the backfield as he tries to get it off to Sullivan, and Sullivan goes down. But that time, the defense worked for West Central. They broke through the offensive line.
Yep, that's the first good defensive play that they've had tonight where they've got in there and turned something to negative.
4 yard loss. It'll be second and 14. Ball sitting at the 48 yard line of West Central. Gaston still in the huddle. They break it with 10. They're going to have to hurry. Schaefer up under center. And now I think they just drew Cat or West Central off side. Yep, he's going to call against Caston. Ball start. So, we talked about that. They were pretty much penalty free, except for those couple of delays in the first quarter. Now, when they're on offense, it seems they're going the wrong direction.
Yeah, they've had three penalties here in the second quarter for 15 yards. And, you're thinking, well, it's only 5 yards, it's only 5 yards. Well, you had a negative 4 yard gain there, loss the last play. Now you got a five, so now you're behind the chains 19 yards. It's not where they need to be at.
Yeah. Second and 19 with 6:20 to go on the game clock. One on the play. They get it off. And he's going to be sacked in the backfield. Another flag right in the middle, though. We'll wait and see if it holds.
By Tristan Sizemore. Drops the Comets another 5 yards. Will we have a penalty on the field?
Official talk. Shot block against the Comets. That'll probably be declined, I'm going to guess. We'll see. They're talking to us. They want to see what the differences are. They're talking about it with Trojan head coach Mark Hall. He's wants to know for sure where the ball would be if he declined it to where it would take the penalty. And they have decided to decline it. So that'll be a third down. And
third down.
Long.
Yeah.
Very long. Schaefer up under center. Schaefer rolls to his left. Throws it out.
Oh, hook and ladder.
Ladder to Smith. He's on his
left. There it goes.
First down. And he's going to be knocked out of bounds. I don't see any flags.
And nice
so that play.
Play
will stand.
Nice play.
You don't see many hook and ladders, but a great move that time by the Casting Comets. That first down being brought to you by Odell Lumber. Superior quality and service.
Nice play. 21 yards.
So we'll have it down at the 34-yard line. First and 10 for the Comets. Under 6 to go before half. Schaefer, under center again. Hands it off to Smith, and he's going to be brought down. Mike got back to the line of scrimmage, looks like.
Yep.
That's a big push by Bud Fightwear.
So second and 10 for the Comets. .5:20 and counting here before halftime on the Woodlawn Hospital scoreboard. Casting still up 14-0 here in the season opener. Schaefer up under center. Second and 10. Sends a man in motion and Hickel flips it out to Hickel. Hickel turns it upfield.
There he goes again.
The 20. Inside the 20. Across the up. Just shy of the 10. He's going to be brought down about the 11-yard line. Another first down brought to you by Odell Lumber, and we're inside the red zone being brought to you by Evans Agency, LLC. Comets are starting to find something rolling again.
16-yard gain there.
They could still get another first down without scoring because the ball is marked at the 11.
Yep.
Flip back to Sullivan. Sullivan around the left side. Sullivan lowers his head. He's going to pick up a few. We'll wait and see where they mark him as forward progress is whistled. Going to give him three. Second and seven. Clock continues to roll. 4:15 to go before halftime. Captain breaks the huddle with 18. The sophomore, Schaefer, up under center.
He's managed the game very well tonight.
He has done well. And we have a penalty before anything even gets going here.
Neutral zone infraction, probably. Yep.
Yep. Against West Central.
West Central lined up in the neutral zone.
Second down. Repeat second down. The ball will be moved inside the five at about the 4-yard line.
We're going to be on the 4-yard line. Second and three to go.
3:52 to go here before halftime. Schaefer up under center. Sends a man in motion. The flip back is to Smith. Hickel. Hickel cuts it up inside. Touchdown, Comets.
Nice.
7 yards for Hickel and another touchdown for the Comets.
It's his third carry. He's got three carries for 41 yards and two touchdowns.
Just a junior in Grant Hickel. Well, we're going to try. We're going to try the extra point. Here it comes again.
Hey, what do you and I know?
Josh Sullivan will attempt. Here's the snap. The kick is up, and it is wide left. Hey, you don't get practice if you don't try, right?
Yep, yep.
So, with 3:37 to go here in the first half, Comets take a 20-0 lead on the Woodlawn Hospital scoreboard. We'll take a timeout when we come back. The West Central Trojans will get it on the kickoff. High School Sports being brought to you by all our sports boosters right here on Giant FM.
Are you looking to upgrade your home's old air conditioning unit to a new high-efficiency heat pump? Or maybe thinking of installing a new geothermal system in your home? Or is it time for that old pool pump to be a new Energy Star variable speed pump? Residential members of Fulton County REMC are eligible for rebates designed to help save you money. Give us a call at 574-223-3156 to see if you qualify. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936.
Get the inside story weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
Back here at West Central High School as the Comets put six more on the board. Well, that Justin, that scoring drive being brought to you by the Insulation Guys, your hometown certified insulation service provider. Started out great with a great return there at the 35 and or 45 and went.
Yep.
Went from there.
Went from there.
Nice plays.
9 plays, 45 yards, capped off by a 7-yard Grant Hickel run there. And, you know, when you're if you're looking at West Central, like I said, they and their skilled players, they've got some dudes.
Yeah.
But Kasten is playing harder. And their Kasten skilled players, they're dudes too, I have to say. They are playing very well. You know, Sam Smith, and then you get a Grant Hickel or a Damian Sullivan. They're more disciplined, and they're playing harder right now. Right now, West Central's biggest thing is their offensive defensive lines. You know, they're not giving their guys time to do anything.
So we'll cast it, we'll get ready to kick off, and Jesse Rock Wolf will do that. And back deep. Newest.
And do not kick it to that guy. He's a heartbeat away.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Little squib kick picked up at about the 35, and that's going to be picked up by Marlatt. And he gets back to the 41. At the 41 or 2, we'll see where they mark it for sure.
And then newest, he's got the two he has caught have gone for 50-plus. So, if he gets one, he's going to go the distance. So, it's kind of like what we had a couple years ago with Hayden Prater there, the Zebras. He just didn't want to kick it to him because he was a heartbeat away from going the distance. So,
3:32 to go here before halftime. West Central has the football. Lehman up under. Nope, he steps back out of the pistol. Sends a man in motion. He tosses it back. To Kletz, he's going to let it fly. It's in the air, and it's caught. Is that White? That's what I thought. That was 12. Aiden White, big play that time on the toss back. And they're going to mark it down about the 23-yard line. So a big 35-yard play.
Who made the catch? Number 12.
White. So now West Central is in the Comets backfield, or, you know, into the field for the first time tonight. They send a man in motion. Low snap, picked up. It's a broken play, and they were able to fall back on it. So they'll lose a half a yard. So it'll be second. We'll still call it 10, long 10. Clock continues to roll, 2:45 to go here before half.
Got a big play there, getting the positive side of the field, and then you get a negative play. So let's see what they can do right now, West Central, against this. Kasten's been a stingy defense tonight, really has.
Lehman out of the pistol. The handoff to Klitz right up the middle, and he falls forward. He'll pick up inside the 20. So we are inside the red zone, being brought to you by Evagen Agency, LLC, helping you with your insurance needs today and tomorrow. Third and six now for the West Central Trojans. Under 2 minutes to go. 15 on the play clock. Lehman, the handoff right back up to Klutz. And he's going to be about 2 yard pickup.
Brings up about a fourth and five. Maybe four.
Minute and a half. Fourth and a four now for West Central. Obviously in four down territory here with the clock winding down before half.
Yep. They're going to have to make a, may have to go to the air here for West Central to get something a little bit closer than they can get it in, or maybe get it in on a pass.
And Caston's going to call a timeout. They want to talk about their defense and reset with a minute 10 on the Woodlawn Hospital scoreboard. Comets 20, West Central Trojans threatening. We'll be back with more after this. Giant FM Sports. On WRY.
Get your small engine equipment ready for spring and summer. Smith Farm Store has an all-new repair shop with technicians certified for most brands and pickup and delivery available. While you're at Smith Farm Store, be sure to check out their mowers, grills, appliances, clothing, pet and equestrian supplies, paint and lighting. Everything for every project, all under one roof. Smith Farm Store, 161 Rochester Plaza, serving farm and home since 1971.
This is high school football on Giant FM.
Back here at West Central High School, the Comets call the timeout as they want to regroup on a fourth and four for West Central from the 17-yard line of the Comets. This is the best opportunity West Central's had.
Yeah, and you know, it came off that big fullback pass. You know, it's a heck of a throw by Kletz, and then the catch by White. Caston defended it well. So now what we're looking for right here, you know, this is momentum going into the second half. If Caston can make a stand here and get out of the first half without giving up any points, it's going to be tough sledding for West Central going into the second half. But if they can get score here, they get a little bit of confidence.
Lehman out of the pistol. Sends a man in motion. Fakes the handoff, rolls back, looks to the throw, hits, gets hit as he throws it. It's intercepted. Intercepted by Sullivan in about the goal line, I think.
He's still going.
He comes in the cross field. And Lehman will bring him down finally at about the 28-yard line. He was right. Yeah, they threw it right at the goal line is where he intercepted it.
Yep.
Wow. Big defensive stop there for Caston.
Yep. And like I said, now, you know, if I'm coach, I'm letting it run out. We're up by 20. Go cool off and get ready to finish this ballgame. But Caston's defense, I have been tremendously impressed with the down three. They have been caught wreaking havoc all night. And just to tell you, the nose tackle, Webb, is a sophomore. And if he weighs... 150 pounds, it's shocking to me. And he is causing all kinds of havoc in the backfield.
Comets will come up under center. Will Schaefer.
He's gonna have to snap it.
Yeah, you got to snap it. Doesn't do you any good to wait for the play clock this time because you got to start the game clock.
There you go.
Takes the knee. Clock will roll. They'll have to do it one more time, but you're right. Take it. Take a 20-point lead into the locker room. Cool down, get a drink, and come back and want to battle again.
And coach has got to go in there. Look, you've lost 29 games in a row. You're up 20-0 at halftime. You have all the reason to finish this football game. Okay. There should be no pep talk, no nothing like that. Finish what you started.
Schaefer takes a knee, and that'll do it for the first half. At the one half of play, incomplete. Here from West Central High School on the Woodlawn Hospital scoreboard, it's the Caston Comets 20, the West Central Trojans 0. We'll be back with the halftime show being brought to you by Giretti's Place, home of the Other Side Grill and the Arlington Banquet Room. Check out team meals, go to box lunches, and full coffee bar, now featuring bubble teas. We'll be back with the halftime show after this. Giant FM Sports on RTC. On WROI, pardon me.
Your local trusted choice independent agency is Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance. For over 79 years, they have taken care of families and businesses throughout the area by offering affordable, sensible, and reliable insurance. Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance offers sound advice and programs for auto, homeowners, life, health, business, and commercial insurance. Call 574-223-2166. Visit them online at SmithSawyerIns.com or stop by their office, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, since 1932.
Hello, this is Lauren Doherty. As a Rochester native and graduate of Rochester High School, I am pleased to return home and join the practice of Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. After attending Ball State University for undergraduate studies, I continued on to law school at Charleston School of Law in South Carolina. I look forward to assisting new clients with personal, business, or family legal needs. I encourage you to stop by our office at 125 East 10th Street or give us a call at 574-223-4292. Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins is here for you now and will be here for you in the future.
In 2010, the Fulton County Women's Giving Circle was formed. In 10 years, the group has granted $51,500 to programs and organizations that improve the quality of life in our community. The Community Foundation is currently accepting Women's Giving Circle video grant applications. The deadline to apply is August 28th, and the application and details are available at nicf.org. Find out more about the Women's Giving Circle. Contact the Community Foundation today at 224-3223 or visit us online at nicf.org.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420, serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
Questions about Medicare supplement insurance? Let's sit down and talk. Here at First Federal Savings Bank, you'll meet with a licensed local agent to answer questions and explore your different options. You'll be able to decide which plan best suits your needs and budget. Call Brian Bell at 574-223-1705 for a free consultation. Insurance products are offered through First Federal Savings Bank of Rochester Agency. Insurance products are not insured by the FDIC or by any other government agency, are not deposits or obligations of, or guaranteed by First Federal Savings Bank, and may involve investment risk, including loss of value.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on. Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flush, brake services, alignment, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement. Fulton County Best One Tire. See Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
Have you heard that RTC has upgraded their new fixed wireless? RTC has invested in new towers and equipment to bring the best possible fixed wireless service to those customers in our community that cannot get fiber-based internet. This service is available in Fulton and Northern Miami counties. There are no data caps, and speeds up to 50 meg can be delivered. Call 223-2191 or 598-2782 and learn more about the new fixed wireless from RTC.
This is high school football on Giant FM.
Welcome back to West Central High School. We are at halftime, and the Comets lead on the Woodlawn Hospital scoreboard 20-0. Time now for the halftime show, being brought to you by Zaretti's Place, home of the Other Side Grill and Arlington Banquet Room. Check out team meals. Go to box lunches. How can you go wrong with a box lunch from Zaretti's?
You can't.
And a full coffee bar. And now they're also featuring bubble teas. So stop by Zaretti's Place. And it gets you some excellent food. Justin, it was the, we thought maybe it was going to be a tale of quarters there because Caston slowed down a little bit in that second quarter early, but then they regained, they regrouped, and put six more on the board, and now up 20-0 in the first half. They're looking sharp.
Yeah, you know, for the halftime stats here, we got Caston with 76 yards rushing, passing 4 or 5. Passing for 40 yards, so 116 total yards on offense. They do have 5 penalties for 25 yards, but no turnovers, where West Central has 12 rushing yards, 1 of 3 passing for 33 yards, being that fullback Kletz to White pass for that 33 yards. So they got 45 total yards. But here's where you get into trouble with West Central. This is what's killed West Central. Six penalties for 65 yards and 2 turnovers. So football is a very simple game. It's a very simple game. when you have more penalty yards than you have total yards, and you've turned the ball over more than your opponent has, that usually spells disaster for you. It's hard to come back from that. So, but with that, like you said, Caston, I have been very impressed with their discipline and the way they play. They're playing hard from the first whistle tonight through to halftime. Like I told you, coach should have no motivation, no motivational speech, no nothing like that. It's simply go out and keep doing what you're doing, and you won't have to bear the streak anymore. Yeah. You'll have a new streak to work with starting next week. So, like I said, the defensive line, very undersized compared to West Central's offensive line. They're getting off the ball quicker. They're getting in the gaps. They're wreaking havoc. And when they're doing that, it's opening up the linebackers and outside linebackers to get to the quarterback, which is what happened down there on that pass. If he'd have pulled the trigger a little bit sooner, he may have been able to catch a guy for a touchdown. Instead, he held it because he was getting chased out of the pocket. And when he threw it, he just threw it up for grabs, and Damian Sullivan was there from his free safety position to get the interception to get the comments into halftime 20-0.
Well, you know, what do you talk about? You know, you're a new coach, and Will Porter, first halftime speech of the year. You're up 20-0, like you talked about. You shouldn't have to give a whole lot, but you got to make sure, because we've seen games where you flip halves and things change. You can't give up.
Yeah, well, I mean, we saw it with Rochester in the basketball tournament last year in the sectional. We called two very different halves and two very different games, but came out. But right here tonight, you could hear it in Coach's voice in your pregame interview with him. He's pushing all the right buttons.
Yeah.
I really like his energy. I like his demeanor. All the coaches are dealing with a lot of different right now. He coming into a situation where, you know, you have to deal with COVID and you have all this other stuff. If I'm a coach and I'm a player, on both sides, I'm taking a big deep breath and go, hey, we got through a half of football. It really wasn't that big of a change for us. But, you know, West Central's coach has got to sit there and say, hey, you guys need to wake up. Too many penalties, too many turnovers. We're not doing our assignments on the offensive line and defensive line. Caston's coach, you know, coaches just got to go in there and say, hey, we got to keep doing what we're doing. Don't take your foot off the pedal. We got to keep playing hard. If we keep playing hard for another 24 minutes, we're going to get out of here and we're going to be 1-0.
We're at halftime. West Central trails to the Caston Comets 20-0. Here at Caston, the Chiretti's halftime show. You know, you mentioned earlier about one of the longest running games, Peru and Logansport. I just found this. They are playing for the 117th straight time.
That's the longest. When you get on Twitter and you get all these people saying it, folks, I've read it. The Indianapolis Star said it. That is the longest active streak in Indiana. And this is something else, Logan, is, you know, I'm not a big Logansport Barry guy, but the Rochester Logansport basketball series is one of the longest consecutive series in the state of Indiana. So this Peru Logansport game, if you don't understand it on football, this is bragging rights. And I think they're what, 7-6 right now?
For the 117th straight time they're playing, and it's sitting with 60 wins for Logan, 51 wins for Peru, and 5 ties, and it's 7-6 at halftime.
That's a rivalry. You know, you always talk about all these rivalries, and you get these swings one way or another. A rivalry is when you see that. A Ohio State, Michigan, in Indiana, the old Oak and Bucket, Indiana, Purdue. When they're tight like that throughout the series, that means something. That, like I said, most of my family, my dad, you know, rest in peace. He's a Logansport man, but, you know, a Barry till the end, and, you know, he's looking down on that one tonight. That's a ball game. Always is.
Well, you know, several errors around the area. It is 0-0 at the end of one, Tippecanoe Valley and the CMA. So we'll try to catch up on some of those scores around the area here as they come up at halftime.
here at West Central High School. It's cast in 20, West Central 0. That's going to do it for the halftime show. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have the kickoff of the second half. Justin Bach, Randy Wynn, glad you could join us. Stay with us for the second half. Back with more after this. You're listening to High School Football. Giant FM, WROI.
With the kids going back to school, the team at Shepherd Chevy Buick at the corner of 14 and 25 is giving you employee pricing all month long on all Buick vehicles on the lot. That's right, employee pricing on all Buick Enclaves, Buick Regals, Buick Encores, GX, and the Buick Envision. Our service team is here to get your vehicles running smooth with a 6-quart oil change and tire rotation for $49.95 plus tax. Be sure to stop in for complete details or visit us online at shepherdsrochester.com. And remember, at Shepherd's of Rochester, they will always treat you like family.
Are you looking to upgrade your home's old air conditioning unit to a new high-efficiency heat pump? Or maybe thinking of installing a new geothermal system in your home? Or is it time for that old pool pump to be a new Energy Star variable speed pump? Residential members of Fulton County REMC are eligible for rebates designed to help save you money. Give us a call at 574-223-3156 to see if you qualify. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936. Get your small engine equipment ready for spring and summer. Smith Farm Store has an all-new repair shop with technicians certified for most brands and pickup and delivery available. While you're at Smith Farm Store, be sure to check out their mowers, grills, appliances, clothing, pet and equestrian supplies, paint and lighting, everything for every project, all under one roof. Smith Farm Store, 161 Rochester Plaza, serving farm and home since 1971.
Your local trusted choice independent agency is Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance. For over 79 years, they have taken care of families and businesses throughout the area by offering affordable, sensible, and reliable insurance. Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance offers sound advice and programs for auto, homeowners, life, health, business, and commercial insurance. Call 574-223-2166. Visit them online at smithsawyerins.com or stop by their office, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, since 1932.
Peterson Wagner and Perkins Law Firm of Rochester practices in many different legal areas. This is partner Andy Perkins. From long-term planning for families and businesses, estate planning and probate, real estate issues, appellate issues, and general litigation, our combined experience in law goes a long way toward being the firm best suited to advise you with important legal matters. We're more than willing to sit down with you and discuss your legal issue. Call us at 574-223-4292. Peterson Wagner and Perkins, 125 East 10th Street in Rochester. The law firm built for your current and future legal needs.
In 2010, the Fulton County Women's Giving Circle was formed. In 10 years, the group has granted $51,500 to programs and organizations that improve the quality of life in our community. The Community Foundation is currently accepting Women's Giving Circle video grant applications. The deadline to apply is August 28th, and the application and details are available at nicf.org. Find out more about the Women's Giving Circle, contact the Community Foundation today at 224-3223 or visit us online at nicf.org.
Get the inside story weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
Back here at West Central High School, still at halftime here. The Comets lead 20-0 on the Woodlawn Hospital scoreboard. Well, Justin, we talked about where we're at tonight. We're coming over here to West Central to watch the Comets. Next week, we're going to be on the road again. We're going to go to Culver, a little closer trip, but Culver and South Central Satellites
for
the battle.
Yep, and we get to see former Rochester coach and current Culver coach and athletic director Mike Zahner. Love Mike. Always have. He went right over there and, you know, Culver is turned around, and they're ranked in the AP and coaches poll. They're getting votes.
They got a battle tonight with North Judson.
Yeah. So, you know, it's going to be fun going over there and watching Coach Zahner and his brand of football over there at Culver. It should be fun.
Should be a fun time. So I hope you'll join us. That'll be a 6:30 kickoff or 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff coming up next Friday night. And then, if everything goes well,
God willing,
week three, we will be back at Barnhart Field in the Rochester Zebras in their season opener.
Yep. And it,
with Whitco.
To me, for me this year, it's pretty special.
Yeah, a little different.
Drew Bach is going to be playing for Coach Kelly, and, you know, I'm a football guy, and, you know, I've never pushed my son one way or another with sports, but, you know, it means something that he wanted to play, and he's put in the work, and, you know, let's just hope these next 2 weeks that Coach Kelly can keep him safe and healthy, and we can get a game over there at Barney, which I know the community needs, and I think, you know, the school needs right now.
Yeah, school getting ready to kick back in session on a Monday, in-class session, I should say.
Yep.
They've been doing the e-learning, virtual learning for 2 weeks, so they'll be back in class on Monday. The good news is school sports also kicking back off as the football, not only the football yep. team, but volleyball team and cross country and tennis and golf, all able to get back and get going. So hopefully can get some normalcy and, like you said, take care of themselves. That's the biggest thing, so we don't have to have this issue again.
And I've told Drew and you know, and I know these coaches are thinking it. You know, we know the NBA and the NHL has done such a fantastic job with their bubbles, and we've been enjoying those type of sports. And Major League Baseball, you know, for those, you know, for Major League Baseball and college football and NFL and high school sports, you can't create that bubble. So if I'm Coach Kelly, I'm sitting there, we have zero room for error. We can't miss any practices because we only have 10 practices before Whitco.
Right.
And that's that IHSAA is not bending on that rule. So it's got to be the kids, and it's got to be the parents doing the right things when they're not at school or on the practice field to make sure that they're able to play sports. Because if they have one case, look at Winamac, one case,
shut
her down. And you got to commend the health departments and the schools for doing that stuff. They got to keep the kids safe. So that's where these coaches have to preach. You guys, this whole thing has caused our kids to have to grow up quickly.
Yeah.
So that's part of it. I told Drew, you want to play, you've got to be the senior, and you got to make sure everybody's doing their thing, kids-wise.
So hopefully week three, we're back at Barnhart Field and the Rochester Zebras. So wish them good luck, and hopefully Monday takes off like no problem. Scoring update from Tibbetts Valley, the Culver Academy Eagles have scored 8-0 now with 4 minutes to go before halftime. They didn't get started until 7:30 over there. So a big touchdown there for Culver Academy. So they're up 8-0. The Logan and Prue game has been delayed a little bit because of a official having some health issues.
I hope he's okay.
Just saw. God, the world of Twitter. How would we ever know that?
Know all this, yeah. How would we know that Wade Melanson, a 368-pound Tippecanoe Valley player, got an interception tonight? Thank you, Val, for that information. Yeah. I mean, I want to see that. I want to see that interception. And I wonder if Val is listening or whatever. Did he get a return?
Yeah, there you go.
I want to know who tackled the freight train.
Hey, and for you Chicago fans, the White Sox and the Cubs are top of the first.
I thought there was only one team in.
Well, there
in
is.
Chicago on the
well,
north
there
side.
There are some others that like that South Side team.
I know.
Can't all be winners.
Dan Perez is one of them.
We're ready to kick off here. The second half, the kickoff being brought to you by, let me get all my paperwork straight, Manitow Moose Lodge, 1107. Come out and enjoy the family fun. Manitow Moose, 1107. All right, West Central will have it. We'll see what they can do after throwing the interception at the end of the half. Jesse Rock Wolf, a little squibbler right up the middle.
Still got the news. Hold on.
In the backfield, he crosses the 30, and finally going to be brought down. They're going to mark him about the 34. Much better job that time on defensively for Caston, stopping news. We'll see what changes West Central makes here on offense first, trailing 20-0 here in halftime. Anyway, Justin Bott, glad you could join us again. We want to thank West Central for allowing us to come over here amidst this crazy world going on right now and getting high school football started. We appreciate it.
Yep. Great host.
And again, we want to thank all our sponsors, too. Our sponsors this year list just keeps growing and growing, and I appreciate it. Thanks to all them for allowing us to do this. So out of the huddle will be Lehman. Out of the pistol. Takes his time, sends a man in motion. And he hands right off the middle, up top to Klutz. Klutz, the big man, up the middle, and he gets to the 40, so we'll call it 5-yard pickup, and it's second and five. That's one of the bigger pickups they've had up the middle on the run. We'll see what the cast in front three, they can adjust that.
Well, and we want to see what adjustments did West Central make. Right. I mean, that offensive, defensive line, it's all about manhood. That's all it is.
Lehman, the handoff to Klutz again, and he's going to be stopped, but he keeps his feet going, and he falls forward for three or four. So they're going to give him three. It'll be third and two. Here with 10:50 to go here in the third quarter. About a yard and a half to go because he's got to get to the 45, and it's in between the 43 and the 44.
And that's something they didn't really have a chance to do in the first half, is establish their fullback to then start getting the misdirection going. So
a substitution for some reason. The officials stop things. All right, and we'll get her back started as it gets the sub in. Lehman up under center, backs back now. That must have changed the play. Back in the pistol. Put the man in motion. Hand off to Klutz. Comes to the near side this time, runs over the Comets. Still on his feet, finally going to be brought down, but not before the first down. Being brought to you by the Insulation Guys. Excuse me, no. I correct myself. Odell Lumber bringing the first down.
Nice.
Well, superior quality and service. I got too many papers.
That's okay.
New system this year. So, yeah, it's going to take me a little while.
Hey, that's why we get these first 2 weeks before we head back to Barney.
10-10 to go here in the third quarter. Leaving up under center on the first down. He fumbles the ball, picks it back up, kicks it out to Noose. Will not get back to the original line of scrimmage. And he will be knocked out of bounds at about the 42-43 yard line. Oh, they're going. Let's see, they're going back and forth.
Yeah, a little bit jawing there from Sullivan. You don't need that. You're up. You don't need the showboat. Just get the tackle and go on.
Ball sitting at the 43, so a 3-yard loss. It'll be second and 13. 10 minutes exactly to go here on the Woodlawn Hospital scoreboard. Cast it up 20-0. Randy Wynn, Justin Bach, glad you could join us from West Central High School. The handoff clips right up the middle, and he will not get back to the line of scrimmage as he's just going to be a yard short. He'll pick up one. It'll be third and 11. I guess they give him two. It was third and 13. So a big third down stop here for the Comets coming if they can handle that front line. Klutz has kind of had his way with it. Tar goes wide right. Lehman up in the pistol. Sends a man in motion. Back to pass. Rolls to his right. Looks, hit as he's thrown. He throws it. It's over the top. The intended receiver was Noose. And it's incomplete. It'll bring up fourth and 11 now for West Central.
Again, Lehman just doesn't have time to set his feet. I mean, that was a pretty good throw, but he let that go right as it got hit. Casting is, when he goes back to pass, they're pinning their ears back and getting after it.
Let's punt it away. Sullivan at his own 28-yard line. .9:15 to go here in the third. Spiral, high spiral kick. Sullivan will take it at the 30, and that's where he'll be brought down. I didn't see a fair catch. I didn't hear a whistle. Nope. I didn't see anything on that one. It just kind of everything stopped.
Nope.
Comets will take over. 9:06 to go here in the third quarter, leading 20 to nothing. As Sullivan apparently thought he did fair catch, but he didn't quite get the hand up there enough. The official talked to him afterwards. Hey, you got to get it a little higher than just a little handshake down low.
He could have been sitting there on his knees thinking he was already down. So
Thomas will take over with Schaefer up under center. Schaefer hitting the backfield, but he still will lunge forward, and he might got back to the line of scrimmage. If not, just a little bit.
About a yard.
And they're going to give him one. Second and nine. The clock continues to roll, which is in favor of the Comet. That's exactly what they want. They want to use this play clock, use the game clock, take their time here.
Yeah, I mean they hold all the cards right now.
Yeah. 17 on the play clock. Schaefer brings him to the line, up under center with 10. Sends Hickel in motion. The pitch back to Hickel. Hickel turns it up. Cuts it back inside. Still on his feet across the 40. And that should be enough for a first down. And it is. And that's Odell Lumber first down. Superior quality and service, Odell Lumber. Cast in that time. Nice move. You pound it right up the middle, then you kick it out to Hickel.
He's had runs of 18, 16, 7, and 10 for 51 yards tonight. So he's a 10-yard clip guy right now every time he touches the ball.
Comets back to the line with 8 minutes to go here in the third. Schaefer sends Sullivan in motion. He's hit as he tips it back to Sullivan, and Sullivan's going to be brought down in the backfield. And he's going to be brought down about the 35-yard line, and that's going to be a loss of 7. So it'll be up third and 17 now for the Comets.
Who had the carry right there?
Sullivan.
Sullivan.
And really, that play just was broken from the beginning because Schaefer got hit as he was tossing it back to Sullivan and just really got nothing going. .720 to go here in the third quarter. Randy Wynn, Justin Bach from West Central High School. Casting Comets up 20 to nothing. Quick snap by Schaefer, and that is stopped for maybe a yard gain, just right back at the line of scrimmage. Thought they tried to catch West Central defense off guard, but did not. And now Kasten has a down player, and that might be Schaefer.
Yep.
Just cramp.
Cramp.
We'll take a timeout as Schaefer gets stretched out on the field. 6:55 to go on the Woodlawn Hospital scoreboard. Casting up 20 to nothing. You're listening to high school football. Giant FM Sports on WROI.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter, because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420, serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
Questions about Medicare supplement insurance? Let's sit down and talk. Here at First Federal Savings Bank, you'll meet with a licensed local agent to answer questions and explore your different options. You'll be able to decide which plan best suits your needs and budget. Call Brian Bell at 574-223-1705 for a free consultation. Insurance products are offered through First Federal Savings Bank of Rochester Agency. Insurance products are not insured by the FDIC or by any other government agency, are not deposits or obligations of, or guaranteed by First Federal Savings Bank, and may involve investment risk, including loss of value.
Local radio is high school football on Giant FM.
Back here at West Central High School, Schaefer limps off after getting stretched out from the cramp. We'll see how long they keep him out. They can't really afford to keep him out too long. As according to the depth chart now, Jesse Rock Wolf should be the quarterback. But they're going to punt it away. And doing so. Nope, they faked it. Sullivan. Sullivan has it across the 40, and not quite enough. He's going to be brought down about the 43-yard line. A little trick, try a trick play there, but did not catch West Central off guard. No. Good job by West Central. West Central will take over on downs right at, well, just on Caston's side of the midfield, 44-yard line.
Now let's see how the defense rises up here.
6:49 to go here before the quarter break. Lehman will bring the Trojans to the line. Short a player. We're going to have to hurry and get him in with 13 on the clock. Kind of important to have
Yep.
Now he's... Oh, the chin strap wasn't in. All right, now we're set.
Got a freshman at linebacker for Schaefer, and Gott is now the other inside linebacker.
Fletch gets the ball. He comes around the near side, and he is met by number, I think it was 80-something. And Klutz is down, cramping. As that heat, now it's starting to cool down a little bit. Everybody's kind of tightening up. That tells me they're not drinking enough water.
Nope. Coming out after halftime, too. So
yeah.
You stop, the muscles relax, and then you go to push them again, and they probably didn't drink enough water there at halftime.
Gives us an opportunity to remind you about our football sponsors this year, Culligan of Fulton County, Better Water, Pure and Simple, First Federal Savings Bank. They don't want to be the biggest bank, just the best. Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you. RTC Communications, phone, cable, and internet. Shepherd Chevrolet in Buick of Rochester, where they'll always treat you like family. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936. Smith Farm Store, serving farm and home since 1971. And Smith Sawyer and Smith Insurance, insurance bonds and wealth management in Rochester. Well, again, we want to thank all the sponsors for jumping on board to bring high school football your way. Week one here with Caston. Week two, we will do Culver. And like we talked at halftime, hopefully week three, we are back at Barney and the Zebras taking on the Whitco Wildcats.
Ain't nothing like jumping right into Three Rivers Conference, which we would have anyways.
We
would
have,
Wabash.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan.
Hey, the good news is we don't have to go to Whitco.
That is, yes. For you and I, that's a long drive.
I don't like that drive at all.
No. So that's good for us. But definitely glad we're doing this. And it feels normal.
Get back in the group.
Yeah.
Klutz comes off the field after cramping up. He's getting stretched out and get some water and try to stretch it out. And so we'll see who they replace him with. As West Central will come back to the huddle with 6:29 to go here in the third quarter. Casting up 20-0. Lehman, the quarterback for West Central. Send the man in motion. The handoff right back up the middle. I did not get the number. Still on his feet, and he's going to be close to the first down. See if we can figure out who that was. Jacob Pilarski, number 44. Freshman fullback. Got some attention there. Third and two now for West Central. Lehman out of the pistol. Sends a man in motion. Pilarski again. He's hit in the backfield this time by Smith. And Pilarski is brought down this time for
no gain.
Nope, no gain. They're going to get him right back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be fourth and a one for West Central. Obviously, you're in four down territory here. You're, you know, inside the Caston 40, knocking on the 35.
Yep.
Trailing 20-0, you're definitely going to want to
go
for
it. Yeah, he's putting, you know, West Central's putting some younger guys in there to see if he can get a spark from somebody, so good for him.
Lehman up under center. under five here in the third. Again to Pilarski. He gets the first down and more right back up the middle. And they're inside the 25, going to be brought down about the 24-yard line. So another first down being brought to you by Odell Lumber. Superior quality and service, Odell Lumber. 4:40 in the third. West Central starting to knock on the door again. Last time they were down here, they threw an interception.
Yep.
Layman up out of the pistol. The handoff. Pilarski again. The freshman bounces off of one tackle, goes to the inside, and he's going to pick up about five on that one. Yeah. West Central seeing something out of this freshman they like.
You know, he runs hard. I mean, no dancing. He's hitting the hole quickly. So, you know, that's giving him the spark, and it's, you know, I'm hoping Caston's putting their hands on their hips. I hope they're not. They got to finish. You still got 15 minutes to play.
Sullivan goes off limping, cramping too. He's going to look at him, get him stretched out. 3:47 to go here in the third. Layman to Pilarski again. Right back up the middle. He's going to pick up another one or two. We'll see where they spot him.
Pilarski again on a carry.
Down to the 15. We're inside the red zone. Being brought to you by Evans Agency, LLC. Helping you with your insurance needs today and tomorrow.
Got a score update from Culver, South Central, from Joe McCarter. 35-12, South Central.
Oof. Also, Peru is now up on Logan, 9-7, as Logan hit Peru hit a field goal there to start the third. Layman rolls to his right, looking, and he's hit right at the yard marker. We'll see where they mark it. West Central's also got a man down in the near side.
Wow, that was a hit. I think
they're going to mark it short.
And that's good to see, you know,
down.
Schaefer back on the field. He's the one that delivered the wood right there.
So fourth and short now for West Central from the 15-yard line. Basically, the ball has got to get on the other side of the 15. I mean, the nose is right at it. I'm going to guess they give it to Pilarski up the middle. And West Central wants a timeout to talk about it with one on the play clock. 2:17 to go in the game clock on the Woodlawn Hospital scoreboard. It's Comets 20, Trojans knocking on the door. We'll be back with that after this. High school football, Giant FM Sports on WROI.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on. Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flush, brake services, alignment, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement. Fulton County Best One Tire. See Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
A three-run shot by Anthony Rizzo. Brand new ball game here at Wrigley.
Hey, what are you doing?
I just found out I can watch the Chicago Cubs on RTC TV on Channel 40 or Channel 340 in HD.
How are you able to do that?
RTC now has the Marquee Sports Network, the only way to watch every Chicago Cubs game, and I still get to listen to Lynn and Jim calling the games. What better?
Wait, isn't RTC a telephone company?
Yes, they are, and they also provide cable and internet. RTC is the only local cable provider to have the Marquee Sports Network.
How do I get myself the Marquee Sports Network?
It's very simple. Just call RTC at 223-2191 and tell them you want the Marquee Sports Network.
This is high school football on Giant FM.
Back here at West Central High School, as it was a fourth and short, and West Central did a great job on a hard snap and got Caston off guard and threw him off sides, and that'll be an automatic first down and first and goal.
Sixth penalty tonight for the Comets.
That was probably the most costly right there.
Yep, so far.
So they'll bring it to the line with first and goal, 2:17 for the Trojans. Here in the third, Lehman to Pilarski. Nope, he keeps it. He keeps it, fakes it to Pilarski. Lehman right up the middle, touchdown West Central. Sold the fake because I bought on it, and I thought for sure Pilarski was taking that one, but a 10-yard run by Lehman puts West Central on the scoreboard for the first time this season. So we'll see if they go for two or the kick. I'm going to guess the way they're lining up, it'll be for two. Yep, out of the pistol. Lehman will try it. Pilarski in the backfield. The handoff is given to the man in motion, and that's going to be no good. Noose was the man in motion, so no good. At the scoreboard, of the Woodlawn Hospital scoreboard, 20-6, casting on top of the Trojans with 2:11 to go here in the third quarter. We'll keep it here for this break. Justin, now the big time, I mean, it's not panic mode, obviously, for casting comments, but you need to come back with a good answer.
Well, yeah, so that means, you know, you got to be thinking in the huddle. We got to get 2 to 3 yards every time we snap the ball. We can't make, you know, do stupid penalties or anything like that. Can't put the ball on the ground. So, you know, this is where you got to, you know, wake up. Get going, make positive plays, and you'll be fine. But the game can change quickly now if a turnover or if you go three and out.
Yeah. You want to get back and run that clock, use that clock management to your advantage like you did in that first quarter. I mean, they ran quite a bit of that first quarter out themselves.
Yep, and that was a good drive by West Central.
Yes,
I think seven plays, 45 yards, I think it was, and you know, a great fake down there. I think everybody in this press box thought, you know, the fullback got it. The quarterback really did a good fake and went in there, didn't get touched till he was already in the end zone.
Scoring drive being brought to you by the Insulation Guys, your hometown certified insulation service provider. Randy Wynn, Justin Bach, West Central High School. The Trojans on the board now. Gaston owns a 20-6 lead here in the third quarter with 2:11 to go in the third.
You know, if you're casting, you're just, you know, you can't let bad thoughts start getting into your head that
right.
You gave up a touchdown. It's a touchdown. You're still two scores ahead. Don't let those bad thoughts, because that's when bad things happen.
So back deep is Sullivan and can't tell who the other one is. Tigers are up 15-7 now with 2:24 left in the third over the Berries. Short kick taken at the 30 by... That is Hickle. Hickle will bring it back to about the 42-yard line, and that's where the Comets will take over. First and 10 with 2:05 to go here in the third.
That Hickle kid is, you know, every time he gets the ball, it's 10 yards or something.
He's just a junior.
He's going to be a pretty good. He's got, like I said, he's got 4 carries tonight for 51 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Schaefer back in the contest. He'll come up under center. Flips it back to Smith. Smith around the left side.
Got
Smith
a lane.
Across the 50, still on his feet, and still trying to get more, and they're going to mark him just shy of the first down.
Well, that is
going to mark it down about the 49-yard line of West Central.
It's a 9-yard gain.
Yep, we'll give him 9. It'll be 2nd-and-1 with 1:40 to go before the end of the third. Good run that time.
Yeah, and he's a good-looking kid, too, and coach is very high on him, yep. And I can see why.
Coming out of the huddle with 14 on the play clock. Schaefer. Kicks it back to Smith. Smith to the near side. Smith turns it back up. Smith across the 40 and finally going to be knocked out of bounds at the 36-yard line. That's another first down being brought to you by Odell Lumber, superior quality and service, Fidel Lumber.
Good 13-yard run there. I mean, and now what they're doing, it's been all night, it's been Smith up the middle, up the middle, up the middle. Now they're getting him on the sweeps, and that's athletic. He's just more athletic than everybody else.
So it'll be first and 10 with just over a minute here in the third. Schaefer up under center. And the man in motion is Sullivan. Ball's loose. Sullivan picks it up in the backfield. Sullivan's still on his feet, but he's finally going to be knocked down at about the 44-yard line. But the Comets are very fortunate to still have the ball. I think they'll take the loss compared to the fumble.
Yeah, but there's again, you have positive, 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 and then just a horrible play. Luckily, you do have the ball.
28 seconds here on the game clock, 20 on the play, so we'll have to have one more play before the end of the third. The second and about 20, we'll call it 19. Schaefer comes in line with six. They're going to have to hurry with three. Schaefer with two. The handoff tries to go back up the middle, and they do get positive yards as Smith, I believe, was the carrier, and he was, and it crossed the 40, and that'll do it for the third quarter. At the end of three, complete from West Central High School, it's the Caston Comets 20, West Central Trojans 6. Back for the fourth and final quarter after this on Giant FM Sports on WROI.
With kids going back to school and safety being the main focus, there's no better time to get into a brand new Chevy Equinox or Chevy Trax and receive up to 17% off MSRP. But wait, Shepherd's also has amazing lease offers, like on a 2020 Chevy Trax, 39-month with 10,000 miles a year for $199 per month. Be sure to stop in for complete details or visit us at shepherdsrochester.com. And remember, as Shepherds of Rochester, they will always treat you like family.
Are you looking to upgrade your home's old air conditioning unit to a new high-efficiency heat pump? Or maybe thinking of installing a new geothermal system in your home? Or is it time for that old pool pump to be a new Energy Star variable speed pump? Residential members of Fulton County REMC are eligible for rebates designed to help save you money. Give us a call at 574-223-3156 to see if you qualify. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936.
Get the inside story weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
Brady Wayne, Justin Bach back at West Central High School as we are getting ready to start the fourth and final quarter. You see on both sidelines the kids getting stretched out. Everybody's decided, maybe do some extra stretching here.
Yeah, and that's where this is championship football, always in the fourth quarter. You know, Caston has played a great ball game. They want to close it out. You know, West Central got a little bit of momentum there in the third quarter, got themselves on the scoreboard. They're looking to get a stop here. You know, it's going to be what? We're looking at third and 13. Yep. They get a stop here and get a quick score. It's a ball game.
Don't forget to join us tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock as we'll start our first Coach's Corner of the year. We'll have Coach Will Porter and Culver Cavalier head coach Mike Zahner with us tomorrow night or tomorrow morning. Then after the Zebras and Winnemac get back, we'll have their coaches join us as well. Third and 13. Here's the fake by Schaefer. Rolls to the near side. Schaefer's going to tuck and go. Schaefer across the 40. Schaefer finally going to be brought down about the 20. Where are they going to mark?
12-yard run.
Seven. Yeah, good run. So it's going to be fourth and short. Needed another yard as. Just shy, so we'll see what the Comets decide to do here. I think you go for it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, most high school teams don't have a kicker that can do that.
No. Well, no. And Caston, you know, does not. So
we've already seen the extra points. So fourth and one. Out of the eye. Schaefer, the pitch back to Smith. Smith rolls right. He's hitting the backfield. And it's going to be a turnover on downs. Noose comes up with a big hit defensively and a big stop. That really never got developed. Nope. Nuke got through before anybody knew it.
Yep, and that's where you're trying to catch them sleeping. So you caught them sleeping in the first half on a play like that. You know, second guess, and you probably just give it to Smith up the middle and see if he can get 1 yard. So
it'll be a turnover on downs. West Central will take over on their own 34-yard line, first and 10, with 11:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. Lehman out of the pistol. Sends a man in motion. Two men went in motion, so a penalty, and that'll come back. This play will be nothing. So two men in the backfield taking off, so I'm sure that's going to be all against West Central.
Sectional teams in the Rochester sectional, Pioneer and Logan, or Pioneer and Lewis Cass. Pioneer 44-0 over Lewis Cass. Ezra Adai has 153 yards, and most of them in the second half. So, you know, Pioneer, I found out today that over the last 20 years, and all the great teams in the state of Indiana, the winningest team in the state of Indiana over the last 20 years, the Pioneer Panthers.
Wow. That's never would have guessed that.
Wins and winning percentage.
Wow. So procedure against West Central, so it'll be first and 15. Clock rolls under 11. 20-6, cast in on top. Lehman out of the pistol. Man in motion. The handoff in the backfield, and the ball's loose, and Caston says they have it. So they have officials.
Yep.
25-yard line comes loose, and Caston will take over from there.
Yep, that's the third turnover for West Central tonight.
Great job in the comments that time, paying attention and falling on it.
Yep.
So they mark it at the 26, so first and 10 for the Comets. We get Twins to the near side. Smith in the slot. The pitch back to Smith. Smith around the left side. Smith still on his feet. Smith inside the red zone, and he's going to be brought down about the 10. This red zone being brought to you by Evans Agency, LLC, helping you with your insurance needs today and tomorrow. And it's a first down. It's going to be first and goal for the Comets.
Runs hard. Kid runs hard.
He does.
He's not going down on first contact.
No. He's got that head of steam going, and you get him rolling downhill, he's moving.
I mean, Picari before Noose did the right thing, submarined him to get him down on the ground. If you go up top, he's going to mow you over.
Schaefer up under center. Smith Dossiai. Back to Smith again. He's going right this time. Has a gap. Turns it upfield. And touchdown, Comets.
Yep. Nice run.
Smith.
Carry by Smith goes for a little over 9 yards.
With the 9-yard touchdown run.
That's his second touchdown today. He's had a big day. 13 carries, 68 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Well, you got your 6 back that you allowed West Central to have in the third.
And with 10 minutes to go, now for West Central, they need a lot of help.
26-6 right now, and they'll be going 4-2 here. Smith will dot it. And quickly down goes Schaefer, and that time just got blown up at the line.
I hope he got wrapped around the neck. He's got cramping. Okay.
He's cramping. He was cramping earlier. He's cramping again. 2-point conversion, no good. 10:06 to go here on the Woodlawn Hospital game clock. Castanet leads 26-6. As Schaefer gets stretched out, we'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Football, Giant FM Sports on WROI.
Get your small engine equipment ready for spring and summer. Smith Farm Store has an all-new repair shop with technicians certified for most brands and pickup and delivery available. While you're at Smith Farm Store, be sure to check out their mowers, grills, appliances, clothing, pet and equestrian supplies, paint and lighting, everything for every project, all under one roof. Smith Farm Store,
561 Rochester Plaza, serving Farm and Home since 1971.
This is high school football on Giant FM.
Carrying a butter.
Hey, we're back at West Central High School as the Comets score, but do not get the two-point conversion. That's the scoring drive being brought to you by the Insulation Guys, your hometown certified insulation service provider. Just in that time, they recovered the fumble and took it into the end zone.
Yeah, so three turnovers tonight for West Central, and what, 13 points off those three turnovers. You know, football is very easy to figure out when you look at the stat sheet. When, you know, scoreboards can say a lot of things, but what, you know, West Central has hurt themselves with penalties and turnovers. Caston has not. Caston, I think, has played hard the whole night.
Yeah, they have. They came out from the get-go. I mean, they came out with, I'm not saying revenge because it really wasn't. I wouldn't say revenge, but they came out with a mission. They came out with one goal, and that was to end the 29-game losing streak.
And they came. I would say they had a chip on their shoulder tonight. The way they finish runs, the way they've been playing defense and tackling, it's like I said, it's not revenge. It's just a chip on their shoulder, and they've made.
They're looking to turn the program around,
and they've made the right plays. And I'm happy for Coach. I really am.
We'll talk to Coach Will Porter coming up tomorrow morning on Coach's Corner, so I hope you'll join us for that. We, again, like we mentioned in the pregame, with all the COVID rules, we're not going to have him come find us and go through all that. We'll talk to him tomorrow morning, but we'll also have Mike Zahner tomorrow morning.
Yep.
Little end-over-end squib kick picked up by Noose. On the far side, he's coming back across field and still on his feet. Probably going to be brought down about the 30 of West Central, and that's where they'll have it with under 10 to go here on the fourth quarter. 26-6 on the Woodlawn Hospital scoreboard.
Yaden on the tackle right there. Good hustle down there. You know, just.
Well, big guys like that, you got to wrap them. That's the whole thing. If you don't wrap them, they're gonna mow you over.
The only thing I would say to Coach Porter tomorrow, maybe you need to go to Vegas because you've been dealing it with Noose, and I'm telling you, that kid is going to be something special.
So the Comets back on defense, Trojans on offense. Here's Lehman out of the pistol. Lehman keeps it, rolls back, looking to throw, looking, and he unleashes it, but too high over the top. The intended receiver was for Huber. Or no, that was 44, excuse me, Pilarski.
Noose is just, Lehman is, when he's gone back to pass, he had a guy wide open, and then he waited.
Yeah.
You know, he'll get over that.
9:51 to go here in the fourth. Second and a 10 now for West Central from their own 30-yard line. They're taking their time. Three on the play clock. They're going to have to hurry. And they just get it off. Lehman looking back to pass again. Being rushed. And through the hands. Intercepted. Intercepted by Sullivan.
That's his second of the night.
The intended receiver. I can't get his number there. Is that White, the intended receiver, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, 12 White was the intended receiver. Right through his hands. Sullivan picks it up, runs it back to the 31. And the Caston Comets will look just to run some time here, hopefully. Hey, don't forget, I forgot to tell you, we got player of the games again this year.
I've already been thinking about it. There's some guys there on wearing blue that can.
Yeah, there's going to be several here that's going to get at least a check mark by their name.
Yep. It's going to be a hard one tonight.
Schaefer up under center. Schaefer pitches back to Hinkle. Hinkle turns it up. We got a flag on the play.
Locked
Hinkle up. Still on his feet. He's going to be finally brought down about the 20, but we'll wait and see. I'm going to guess it's going to be either a hold or a illegal block, something.
Yeah, they're already walking it back.
Yeah. holding against the Comets. So that'll negate a good run by Mr. Hinkle. Well, you know, up for nomination for player of the game, you've got Sullivan, you've got Smith, you've got Schaefer, you got Hinkle.
You have the defensive line.
You've got the defensive line that has really shut down West Central, front three.
And it's been a team effort tonight.
That player of the game will be brought to you by Steve Moore Insurance, small town, big service. Casted now with first and 19. Back to throw. Schaefer looking, and he's hit, and he's going to be brought down. Ball's loose, and a fall. Falling on it will be Shane Lobb. Kane Shane Lobb will fall on it after the loss. Huge play that time for West Central defense. And unfortunately for Kasten right now, Kletz is on the side still getting stretched out. He just can't get rid of that cramp.
Yep.
He's been their workhorse up the middle. Comets will have a second and 25. And one, and that'll be, they get a timeout? They did. Coach Porter got the timeout this time beforehand, so we'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Football from West Central High School. Comets up 26-6 on the Woodlawn Hospital scoreboard. Back with more after this. Giant FM Sports, WROI.
Your local trusted choice independent agency is Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance. For over 79 years, they have taken care of families and businesses throughout the area by offering affordable, sensible, and reliable insurance. Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance offers sound advice and programs for auto, homeowners, life, health, business, and commercial insurance. Call 574-223-2166. Visit them online at smithsawyerins.com or stop by their office, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, since 1932.
This is High School Football on Giant FM.
Back here at West Central High School after the Comet timeout, as they were almost about to get another penalty for delay of game. But Coach Porter able to get the timeout. Kasten leading 26-6, but have a big second and 25. Good news is you don't have to get it all back in one play.
No, and they've done that tonight. They've gotten chunks and gotten themselves into a position to, you know, make a run at a first down on a fourth down. But you know, got to take care of the ball right now. This game is not over if there's a flip, if a quick turnover.
So under center will be Schaefer. Second and 25. Takes his time, fakes the handoff to Smith, back to throw. He's got a man open, and over the top, too.
Hit it!
And it's complete, and a first down. That's a great throw and great catch.
35 yards.
Wow.
Hickle.
Hickle with a great catch.
How about that?
Another first down being brought to you by Odell Lumber. Right, what I just said. It proves me wrong every time. You don't have to get it all the first time. So
he
what
did.
Do they do? They do.
Yeah. Hey, that kid's got a gun.
He does.
He's had a good night. Six or
sophomore.
Seven for 75 yards.
Sophomore. Yeah. Pitch back to Smith. Smith turns it upfield.
There he goes.
Ooh! Hit at the line, but he falls in and touchdown.
He mowed him over. Wow. Yeah.
But he also feeling it, man. He's still down. He's like, get that truck number. Wow. That was a big hit there.
Yep, and he did. Like you said, he. I don't know who delivered it. I don't know if it was Smith or the defender, but Smith went forward, so we're going to say he delivered it. That's his 14th carry for 83 yards and his third touchdown.
Josh Sullivan will come in again to try the point after. Might as well try it this time.
Yep.
Get you some experience in the game. Sullivan.
Oh, boy.
Snap is fumbled and picks it up, and the throw is incomplete. When your quarterback is your holder, you could maybe get away with that. But Schaefer's throw was a little low, so the two-point conversion is incomplete. Caston owns a 32-6 lead with 7:55 to go here in the contest here at West Central High School. An opportunity to read some more sponsors for you tonight. Woodlawn Hospital, where care and compassion meet. Moose Lodge, 1107. Come out and enjoy family fun. The Insulation Guys, your hometown certified insulation service provider. Odell Lumber, quality service. Superior quality and service. I can't read. It's getting late. It's past my bedtime. Evans Agency, LLC, helping with your insurance needs today and tomorrow. Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins, providing excellent legal service. Fulton County Community Foundation, where giving grows. Jennings Insurance in Argus and Rochester, going beyond the expected for you. Fulton County Solid Waste District, don't trash our future, please recycle. Steve Moore Insurance, small town, big service. Fulton County Republicans, remember to vote in the upcoming November election. Putz Bar and Grill, great food, drinks, and friendly people. And by Jaretti's Place, home of the Other Side Grill and the Arlington Banquet Room. Again, thanks to all those sponsors. Hopefully we can keep it going for 9, 10, 11
weeks.
Yeah, weeks.
Scoring drive right there, four plays, 35 yards. Of course, it got more yards than that because of the penalties, but that's where the drive started. And Sam Smith, 15 yards out. For the touchdown, like I said, 14 carries, 83 yards, three touchdowns for the young man tonight.
The scoring drive being brought to you by the Insulation Guys. We appreciate them. 32-6, Caston on top, 7:55 to go here in the fourth. Randy Wynn, Justin Bach. It's been a great game to get the season started.
Yep, and hopefully we get, you know, like I said, get there, and they're kicking the news.
Yep, news has it again. He sets up his defenders. The ball stripped. News falls on it. Picks it back up. And now he's going to be swarmed by the Comets. And he will be marked down at the... See where they mark him. They're going to give him forward progress, I believe.
He's got like 6 yards on that return.
They're going to mark it about the 28-yard line. First and 10 from the 28. I was just thinking what the announcer said. I wanted to know why the quarter taking so long. I guess a lot of injury timeouts, a lot of incomplete passes, a lot of penalties.
Yeah.
Stops the clock. We didn't have many in the first. Lehman out of the pistol to the handoff. Right back up the middle is Pilarski. Telling you what, 5'7", 140, but he runs like a beast.
Yeah, he's got 6 carries for 31 yards tonight. So,
and he's just a freshman.
Yeah,
they've got some good seasons coming out of him. Seven 14 rolling here in the fourth quarter. Lehman up under center. Lehman. Fakes the handoff, he keeps it, comes to the near side, hands it, gets across the 40. Caston trying to knock it loose, but not until they can get the first down. Another first down for West Central, being brought to you by Odell Lumber. Clock continues to roll, under 7 to go in the contest, 32-6, Caston on top. Randy Wynn, Justin Bach, glad you could join us here this evening for our season opener. On the road to West Central. Again, thanks to West Central's great host here tonight, allowing us to come amidst this COVID-19 and good crowd on hand for the first night, even with all the restrictions. Lehman fakes the handoff to one, but gives it off to Noose, and he is hit in the backfield. And not happy with his line.
No, and here's the reason why. So you got kids 155 and 150 pounds that went right through the offensive line to make those. And I'm watching this, and coach has done a great job with their technique and stuff, stripping the ball, tackling, wrapping up.
Lehman out of the pistol again, the handoff. up the middle of the noose. Oh, Plarski again. Plarski back to the line. It'll be third and ten. 6 yard pickup for Plarski that time, but 5.5 to go.
I'd be feeding that kid. He has nothing but positive yards every time. He's got one for no gain, no one carry for no gain. All the rest of them have been positive yards.
Lehman with 12 on the play clock. Going to keep it himself this time. Comes to the near side. Cuts it back up the middle.
Yes, nice baby. Run.
Going back across.
And
comes a flag, and I'm guessing that's going to be all for nothing. As he crosses the 50, finally going to be brought down about the Comet 45, but a flag coming.
So he got 6 yards, cut it back, got another seven. He's only going to get six of it.
Holding against West Central. Flags thrown at the 49.
There'll be spot foul to 10 yards from the spot.
So it'll go back on the other side of the original line of scrimmage. So it should be about the 39-yard line. So it'll be third and about 13, 14, somewhere in there.
Eight penalties for 80 yards tonight for West Central.
They're calling it third and 14 with under 5 to go. Here in the contest, 32-6, Comets on top, looking to end their 29-game losing streak.
Very happy for town of Fulton and Caston High School.
I think we picked a good one to come to.
Yes, we did.
Lehman looking to throw over the middle. Intercepted. Intercepted again by Sullivan.
That's his third.
Sullivan, you're going to get a holding call on Caston. It's all going to come back at least to... Looks like about the 27 holding penalty going to be on Grant Yadin, a freshman.
That kid's a ball hawk, Sullivan.
He
That's
is.
The third interception tonight.
The hold is applied at about the 27-28, so Caston should get it to about the 38. So there will be a spot from the foul. Sullivan, he is reading Lehman very well.
Yeah, I mean, in that one right there, that was a read because he came back.
Yeah.
He was about 5 yards from the receiver. The receiver did not turn around and come back for the ball. He didn't help his quarterback.
Yeah.
Sullivan is the one that done what the receiver should have done. But he's been there all night. So congratulations to that young man.
Caston will take over a first and a 10 from the 37-yard line of the West Central Trojans. Again, don't forget, coming up next Friday night, we'll travel to the town of Culver and Culver Cavaliers as they take on the South Central Rebels, or Satellites. What are they?
South Central Satellites.
I don't know where I was getting Rebels. Satellites. Caston will call a timeout as too many players, I think, on the field.
Need to tell Coach Zahner tomorrow to have some good food for us.
Well, maybe we can get that the principal over there to feed
us.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, that Mr. Barrett.
Yeah.
We'll see if he can handle that. 4:24 to go here in the contest. Caston calls a timeout. We'll keep it here. See if we can't flip through our phones here and maybe get some scoring updates. 22-7 Peru. On top of the berries here.
22-14.
Up 14 now.
Okay. Yep.
You got more updates than I do. So the game's still going to battle. That's going to come down to the fourth quarter there. And let's see what else we can find here as the Comets come back out of the huddle.
Pioneer 1-44-0.
White Sox are beating the Cubs 2-0. I know.
Yeah, whatever.
At halftime, it's City Valley 0, CMA 8. Pioneer 14, well, that was, yeah, we know that's not right. 14-0, that didn't update very well. So out of the timeout, Caston will have the football. First and 10. Right back up the middle of Smith. Smith gets another first down. Another first down being brought to you by Odell Lumber. for the Comets, Odell Lumber, superior quality and service. Got any equipment timeout?
Well, Smith needs 3 yards to hit the century mark for the night. He's got 15 carries for 97 yards and 3 scores.
Well, I'm going to guess he'll probably get it.
I hope so. I'd like to see him get it. The kids ran hard all night. You know, Coach said in the pregame, you know, he's very high on this kid, and he has delivered tonight for the Comets.
So with 4 minutes to go here in the contest, first and 10 for the Comets from the 25-yard line of the Trojans. Running the clock. Great move this time by the Cavs and Comets. Why rush? Take your time. Run that play clock down. Schaefer now will come up under center with 12. Schaefer, the handoff to Smith. There's his 100. And he's still on his feet and crosses the 15 in the red zone. And this red zone being brought to you by Evans Agency LLC, helping you with your insurance needs today and tomorrow. So from the 12-yard line will be the Caston Comets, first and 10 with 3:30 to go and clock rolling here in the fourth quarter. 32-6, Comets on top. Comets looking to end the 29-game losing streak. Their last win was against the West Central Trojans. Schaefer up under center, fakes it, rolls it to the right. Schaefer still on his feet. He's at the 5, and that's where he's going to be marked down at the 5. It's going to be second and about 5. Maybe 4. We'll give him 4 to go. 2:50 to go. Caston taking their time on the play clock. Schaefer will bring the squad out of the huddle with 15 on the play clock, 2:35 to go on the game clock. Fakes the handoff, rolls it, and touchdown, Schaefer. Schaefer with a nice fake run, rolls off to the right-hand side. And the Comets put 6 more on the board.
How about that? So, player, you know, you can pick a lot of players for player of the game.
Yeah, it's going to get tough here.
What did Coach say? What was his biggest worry coming into this ball game tonight? Was his offensive line.
His offensive line and fatigue, and I haven't seen neither one have issues.
No. Those five young men.
He might have found a new thing. Don't have a scrimmage.
No.
There's the kick.
How about that?
And it is. Oh, no good. It was high enough, but just a little wide left. Josh Sullivan from his first attempt tonight, though.
That's a big
improvement. Josh Sullivan, the kicker. And see, Josh is coming in as a sophomore, 5'11", 155. So.
Yep. Yeah, like I said.
Yeah, you. When we go here for the post game, we're going to have a heck of a time trying to decide what we're going to do.
Yeah, we're going to have a discussion. But, I mean, when you're a coach and you're sitting over there and you know your biggest worry, okay, well, you know, my biggest worry on offense is my offensive line. I got a great skill set worth of players. How can our defensive line be an undersized hold up? Both those units, and it's really the same kids,
right?
Have just played an outstanding football game tonight.
Yeah. I think I know which way I'm going to lead, but we'll wait and go here or there in a little bit in the postgame show. 2:29 on the play clock, on the game clock. 38-6, Comets now on top of the West Central Trojans as Jesse Rockwolf will get ready to kick off again. This kickoff being brought to you by the Manitow Moose Lodge, 1107. Come out and enjoy family fun at the Manitow Moose. You know, as it gets a little warm tomorrow, it'll be a great day to go out to the Moose and enjoy the beach, play out there.
Yeah.
Get out on the lake, enjoy it.
Yep.
Well, we're going to be 1-0 to start the season as a broadcasting crew.
Yeah. Hey.
Good job.
Good job. Yeah, we got through the first one, buddy.
Hey, we did. We got through the first one.
Yeah.
That's always the key. Oh, they kick it short, and it's going to be right into the hands. They were trying to stay away from Noose. They kick it right in the hand to the front man. And Spencer Lehman, the freshman, kind of got woke up on that kick.
And smart, hey, smart move, too. He went right down on the ground. Didn't
right. So 2:26 to go. It'll be West Central football at the 45-yard line of the Trojans. Randy Wynn, Justin Bach, glad you could join us tonight. I hope you, nothing else, we've entertained you.
You know, we're going to be, you know, us, RTC, we're all going to be important during this time
for
people to be able to watch their kids, watch sports, you know, other, you know, grandparents and stuff like that. So glad we can be here to do it.
Ball is kind of jobbled in the background as Lehman couldn't quite handle the snap and juggling around, but he finally gets it, but he's hit in the backfield for a 2-yard loss. In case you haven't heard, we've had it on the news, and I know it's been on social media that the Zebras will be allowing 500 fans per side when week three comes. There will be separate entrances for home and away. So obviously parents, and the players, parents, and that getting first option in the tickets. They're doing pre-sale for away schools.
Yep.
So a lot of different changes coming. Lehman brought down in the backfield by number 44, Chase Agnett, a freshman, getting some action in there. 1:25 to go, and the Comets are starting to congratulate each other in the on the field and get some swapping out of some players, get some other kids some experience here at the last minute and a half.
I hope you see them, you know, clapping their hands. It's got to feel good. It's been a long time.
Lehman out of the pistol. Minute 5. Lehman, the handoff. Polarski with the football. Under a minute to go here at West Central High School, and the Comets are going to break it. They're going to break that 29 winning streak or losing streak, and the Caston crowd is cheering them on over there.
Yep, this is what you love about sports right here, something like this.
For a while, we wasn't sure if we were going to get to see it.
Nope. I'm glad we are. I'm glad to see you, buddy.
Lehman. Nope, excuse me. They've changed quarterbacks. That
it's
is
still Lehman. It's the younger Lehman.
Okay. Fourth down, turnover on downs for Caston. They'll come in, take a knee, and that will do it. Our first game of the broadcast season, and the Caston Comets will be victorious here tonight, 38-6, as they will flip-flop offense defense here, and we'll make it official. Randy Wynn, Justin Bach, glad you could join us tonight. We'll have the post-game show coming up here after Justin gets his totals done.
Yep.
And we'll also have Player of the Game being brought to you by Steve Moore Insurance. Small town, big service. Schaefer comes in. He'll get in the victory formation, take the knee, and that'll do it. The Comets will be victorious tonight. Final tonight, 38-6. The Caston Comets win it over the West Central Trojans, the season opener here at West Central. West Central will go to South Newton next Friday night, and the Caston Comets will host North Judson at the Crater. Clock hit zero. It's final. The Caston Comets defeat West Central 38-6. We'll gather our stats. We'll be back for the postgame show and player of the game after this on the Woodlawn Hospital scoreboard. Caston 38, West Central 6. Back with more after this. High school football, Giant FM Sports.
Hello, this is Lauren Doherty. As a Rochester native and graduate of Rochester High School, I am pleased to return home and join the practice of Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. After attending Ball State University for undergraduate studies, I continued on to law school at Charleston School of Law in South Carolina. I look forward to assisting new clients with personal, business, or family legal needs. I encourage you to stop by our office at 125 East 10th Street or give us a call at 574-223-4292. Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins is here for you now and will be here for you in the future.
In 2010, the Fulton County Women's Giving Circle was formed. In 10 years, the group has granted $51,500 to programs and organizations that improve the quality of life in our community. The Community Foundation is currently accepting Women's Giving Circle video grant applications. The deadline to apply is August 28th, and the application and details are available at nicf.org. Find out more about the Women's Giving Circle, contact the Community Foundation today at 224-3223 or visit us online at nicf.org.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420. Serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
Questions about Medicare supplement insurance? Let's sit down and talk. Here at First Federal Savings Bank, you'll meet with a licensed local agent to answer questions and explore your different options. You'll be able to decide which plan best suits your needs and budget. Call Brian Bell at 574-223-1705 for a free consultation. Insurance products are offered through First Federal Savings Bank of Rochester Agency. Insurance products are not insured by the FDIC or by any other government agency, are not deposits or obligations of, or guaranteed by First Federal Savings Bank, and may involve investment risk, including loss of value.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on. Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flush, brake services, alignment, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement. Fulton County Best One Tire. See Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
Have you heard that RTC has upgraded their new fixed wireless? RTC has invested in new towers and equipment to bring the best possible fixed wireless service to those customers in our community that cannot get fiber-based internet. This service is available in Fulton and Northern Miami counties. There are no data caps, and speeds up to 50 meg can be delivered. Call 223-2191 or 598-2782 and learn more about the new fixed wireless from RTC.
This is high school football on Giant FM.
Back here at West Central High School as the final 38-6 Casting Comets in their 29-game losing streak. We mentioned earlier the last time they won was against West Central, so it's been a while.
Yes.
Congratulations to the Comets. You've got some post-game numbers.
Yep. For the cast, let's do West Central first. For West Central, they had 79 yards rushing, 1-6 for 33 yards passing, so a total of 112 yards on the night offensively. They had 3 interceptions, 2 fumbles lost, so for 5 turnovers, 8 penalties for 80 yards. For your victorious Casting Comets, who are now have a 1-game winning streak.
And 1-0 on the season.
1-0 on the season. They had 192 yards rushing on 45 carries, 5-6 passing tonight for Schaefer for 75 yards, a total of 267 total yards. They had 7 penalties for 40 yards, 0 turnovers. And the individuals tonight, like I said, passing tonight, Schaefer did a great job. He was 5-6 for 75 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Receiving, Sam Smith, 3 catches for 31 yards. Grant Hickle had an amazing catch there early in the fourth quarter.
That's Caston.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Caston.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I thought you were giving
No, not West Central's.
Sorry.
Grant Hickle.
Shut up.
He had one catch, that amazing catch there in the fourth quarter that kind of sealed the ball game for 35 yards. Damian Sullivan had a catch for 9. Rushing tonight, Sam Smith, 16 carries, 110 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Grant Hickel, 5 carries for 52 yards and 3 touchdowns. Landon Schaefer had 12 carries for 21 yards and a touchdown. Damian Sullivan had 8 carries for 7 yards, but his contribution tonight was 3 interceptions on defense from his free safety position. So, you know, Caston controlled the game from start to finish. They did not make the mistakes. West Central, like I said, West Central has some athletes. It definitely was who wanted it more tonight. Caston controlled both lines of scrimmage. And, you know, they ran hard, they played hard, they tackled hard. You know, coach has got to clean up. You know, there's a lot of stuff to clean up, and you get better from week one to week two. But, you know, you can work on the penalties. But for 7 penalties in your first contact against a team from a different color, they didn't have a scrimmage. So, you know, 7 penalties for 40 yards, not great, but not terrible. But you didn't turn the ball over.
Right.
And West Central turned the ball over 5 times. And in football, I don't care if you're bigger, you're faster, whatever. If you win the turnover battle, you're probably going to win the football game. So, you know, congratulations to Coach Porter and his staff and to these kids and to the town of Fulton for this win tonight. Much deserved.
We'll take a timeout. We'll discuss the player of the game, and when we come back, we'll have that answer for you. You're listening to high school football. The Comets win at 38-6 here at West Central High School. Back with the player of the game after this, Giant FM Sports.
With the kids going back to school, the team at Shepherd Chevy Buick at the corner of 14 and 25 is giving you employee pricing all month long on all Buick vehicles on the lot. That's right, employee pricing on all Buick Enclaves, Buick Regals, Buick Encores, GX, and the Buick Envision. Our service team is here to get your vehicles running smooth with a 6-quart oil change and tire rotation for $49.95 plus tax. Be sure to stop in for complete details or visit us online at shepherdsrochester.com. And remember, at Shepherd of Rochester, they will always treat you like family.
Are you looking to upgrade your home's old air conditioning unit to a new high-efficiency heat pump? Or maybe thinking of installing a new geothermal system in your home? Or is it time for that old pool pump to be a new Energy Star variable speed pump? Residential members of Fulton County REMC are eligible for rebates designed to help save you money. Give us a call at 574-223-3156 to see if you qualify. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936. Get your small engine equipment ready for spring and summer. Smith Farm Store has an all-new repair shop with technicians certified for most brands and pickup and delivery available. While you're at Smith Farm Store, be sure to check out their mowers, grills, appliances, clothing, pet and equestrian supplies, paint and lighting, everything for every project, all under one roof. Smith Farm Store, 161 Rochester Plaza, serving farm and home since 1971.
Your local trusted choice independent agency is Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance. For over 79 years, they have taken care of families and businesses throughout the area by offering affordable, sensible, and reliable insurance. Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance offers sound advice and programs for auto, homeowners, life, health, business, and commercial insurance. Call 574-223-2166. Visit them online at smithsawyerins.com or stop by their office, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, since 1932.
Peterson, Wagner & Perkins Law Firm of Rochester practices in many different legal areas. This is partner Andy Perkins. From long-term planning for families and businesses, estate planning and probate, real estate issues, appellate issues, and general litigation, our combined experience in law goes a long way toward being the firm best suited to advise you with important legal matters. We're more than willing to sit down with you and discuss your legal issue. Call us at 574-223-4292. Peterson, Wagner & Perkins, 125 East 10th Street in Rochester. The law firm built for your current and future legal needs.
In 2010, the Fulton County Women's Giving Circle was formed. In 10 years, the group has granted $51,500 to programs and organizations that improve the quality of life in our community. The Community Foundation is currently accepting Women's Giving Circle video grant applications. The deadline to apply is August 28th, and the application and details are available at nicf.org.
Find out more about the Women's Giving Circle. Contact the Community Foundation today at 224-3223 or visit us online at nicf.org.
Get the inside story weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
Back here at West Central High School. Again, the final. Caston wins it 38-6 as the Comets snap the 29-game losing streak and are on a one-game winning streak, 1-0 in the season. West Central falls to 0-1. Time now for the player of the game, being brought to you by Steve Moore Insurance, small town, big service. Well, we've debated, we've talked. There could be lots of people, but we're going to give it to the offense and defensive line. Yeah. Man, these guys, there were questions up front, how well they would do, how well they will handle it. They went to the three-man front up front for defense, and they just gave Hickel, Schaefer, Smith, Sullivan. They gave them time in the backfield. Credits off to both the offense and defensive lines. Tonight's players of the game.
Yeah, Coach. You know, when I was listening to your guys' pregame, you know, you always hold your breath. You know, I've got really good skill players, but I just don't know about my lines. And when you understand football, it doesn't matter. You could have Reggie Bush back there. If you don't have an offensive line to give him time, he can't do much. What we saw tonight was an offensive line that came right out and punched West Central in the mouth. Then we saw a defensive line, which I kid you not, there's two kids that are 150 pounds each that front three. And they ate up blocks. They were in the backfield. They allowed Sam Smith and Damian Sullivan and Landon Schaefer on defense to get into the backfield and make plays. You know, credit those kids, because on the line it's not about skill.
Right.
It's about want to.
No.
And they wanted to tonight, and they're the big reason why we both feel that they won and ended the losing streak.
Congratulations, Caston Comets. 38-6 victory tonight. Well, it's time to go. Everybody else is out of here, so that means it's time for us to leave.
Yep, and brother, I'm glad we
good
got to do
you.
This. Yep, let's do it again next week.
We'll be at Culver High School next week as Culver Cavaliers will battle South Central. Again, thank you to the sponsors. Justin, thanks for your time this evening, and it's been a great evening here at West Central. Thanks to West Central. Thanks to Caston. We'll talk to Caston, head coach Will Porter, tomorrow morning on Coach's Corner, and Mike Zahner of the Culver Cavaliers. So I hope you'll join me at 8 o'clock for that. And then join us next Friday night from Culver High School. For Justin Bach, I'm Randy Wynn. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. See ya.
Bye. You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter, because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420, serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
Questions about Medicare supplement insurance? Let's sit down and talk. Here at First Federal Savings Bank, you'll meet with a licensed local agent to answer questions and explore your different options. You'll be able to decide which plan best suits your needs and budget. Call Brian Bell at 574-223-1705 for a free consultation. Insurance products are offered through First Federal Savings Bank of Rochester Agency. Insurance products are not insured by the FDIC or by any other government agency, are not deposits or obligations of, or guaranteed by First Federal Savings Bank, and may involve investment risk, including loss of value.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on. Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flush, brake services, alignment, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement. Fulton County Best One Tire. See Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
High school football is brought to you by Culligan of Fulton County, First Federal Savings Bank, Fulton County Best One Tire, RTC Communications, Shepherd's Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, Fulton County REMC, Smith Farm Store, Manitow Moose Lodge No. 1107, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, High School Football is also being brought to you by Woodlawn Hospital, The Insulation Guys, Odell Lumber, Evans Agency LLC, Peterson, Wagoner & Perkins, Fulton County Community Foundation, Jennings Insurance, Fulton County Solid Waste District, Steve Moore Insurance, Fulton County Republicans, Hunt's Bar & Grill,